So after Nrigamoksham or Nriga's story in the Bhagavatam, wanted to go to Vrindavan. So Balaram asked Krishna, Krishna, are you also going to come with me? It's been a long time. We were away from Vrindavanam. Never had time to go back to see them. Mother Yashoda particularly, who was feeling the separation from Krishna and Balaram for a long time. And Balaram decided to go to Vrindavanam. Also Balaram had some other intention that while going to Vrindavanam, from the Bhagavatam you can find that Madhu and Madhava, there was the 2 months which Balaram decided to spend in Vrindavan. Madhu and Madhava, that corresponds to the modern era, Chaitram and Vaishakham. That is the 2 months which are in the modern calendar, Chaitram and Vaishakham. More or less like, you can say that it's around April, May, or end of April starts from and middle of June, somewhere around like that. May month particularly included. So that was the time Balaram wanted to spend in Vrindavan. And in this Madhavam, which is Vaishakha month, which is known as Vaishakham today, people celebrate, even other communities also they celebrate Vaishakhi. That Vaishakham month comes in. Vaishakham month is particularly a very, considered to be a very auspicious month for many spiritual activities before the rainy season. And in Vaishakha month, Akshaya Tritiya day is also considered to be Balaram's appearance day. So probably Balaram had the plan to spend the birthday in Vrindavanam, the next birthday. And it was that intention that Balaram asked Krishna also if he would like to come to Vrindavanam to spend the time with the parents, with Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj. Krishna said to Balaram that you should go now, but I will come by the time your birthday comes. By then I will arrive in Vrindavanam. This was the promise Krishna has given to Balaram. So Balaram proceeded straight to Vrindavanam. And the pastimes in Vrindavanam from then on, that is the this next chapter 65 in the Bhagavatam. Shri Shuka Uvacham Balabhadra Guru Shrestha Bhagavan Rathamastida Sukhurdidurkshalkulkanda Prayavunanda Gogulam. Balaram felt the separation from the Ulkanda, about the separation from the friends. And so therefore, unable to bear that separation, he got into the chariot and proceeded to the Gokul, to Vrindavanam, to see the Nandamaira, Yashoda Devi and all other friends. Balabhadra Guru Shrestha Bhagavan Rathamastida Suhur Didakshulkanda Prayau Nanda Gopulam Parishwakta Shirulkande Gopair Gopi Birevaja Ramo Abhivadya Vidaram Ashir Bhirabhinandidaha. Then when Balaram arrived there, suddenly all the cowherd men and the gopis, they all saw Balaram and they were actually feeling the separation from Balaram for a very, very long time. And when they saw Balaram, they immediately, because out of that loving feeling they had for Balaram and Krishna, they embraced Balaram. And Balaram saw Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj. Ramo Abhivadya Pidaram Ashirbhir Abhinandidaham. That he went and paid their obeisances to mother and father, to Yashoda Devi and to Nanda Maharaj. And they also blessed both of them. Chiram nahi pahidasharha sanujo jagadishwaraha ityaropyangamalingyam netraye sishichadurjalehi. Then how they blessed Krishna, Balaram was. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda said to Balaram that with yourself and Krishna together, you protect us for very, very long time. That because both of you, yourself and Krishna, are the supreme controllers of this world. That is how they said to Balaram, and they took Balaram and put him on the lap and embraced him, and tears started coming from Yashoda Devi's eyes, and Nanda Maharaj also was weeping. Gopa vriddhamsha vidhival avishtai abhivandidaha yatha avayo yatha sakhyam yatha sambandham almanam. Afterwards, there is a system which is known as Vayakrama. Vayakrama means that first Balaram paid obeisances to all the elderly members of the cowherd men, because they were considered to be as respectable as his own parents, Nanda Maharaj. That was the system. So all the elder members, Balaram paid their obeisances. And those who were younger than Balaram, in age, they paid their obeisances to Balaram. This is known as Vayakramam. You will also find this when Krishna goes to visit the members of the Pandava family also. Krishna pays obeisances to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Krishna pays obeisances to Bhima, because they are both by age elder to Krishna. Krishna embraces Arjuna. They are equal age. Nakula and Sahadeva, they pay their obeisances to Krishna. So you can see that relationship, how it was based on the age, particularly on the age. That is how they followed that Vayakramam. And every one of them paid each other respects. Samubetyada Gopalan Hasya Hastagraha Divi Vishrandam Sukhamasinam Paprachu Parivagadaham Prishtashanamayam Sveshu Prema Gelgadaya Giraham Krishne Kamalavatra Akshe Sanyasta Ahilaradhasaham. So, what did Balaram do? He stayed for the first day in Nandamayaraj's house, and the next day he went to see his friends who were in other places, and went and shook hands with them, and they all received Balaram very nicely. And afterwards, when they came to Balaram and started inquiring from him about the welfare of everybody else, and these gopis who have received Balaram, they were particularly concerned about Krishna. This is what interests about Balaram's pastime says. The more you study Balaram's pastime, the more you get attracted to Krishna. That is the beauty of Balaram's pastimes. Balaram has that, because Balaram also is such a great affectionate brother of Krishna. Served Krishna as Lakshmana when Ramachandra came, and now came as elder brother as Balaram. So in both situations, serving Krishna is Balaram's duty, or Balaram's normal service is like that. So Balaram's pastimes will take you closer to Krishna. Your love for Krishna develops from Balaram's pastimes. That is the beauty. So when Gopi saw Balaram there, the inquiry they wanted to make was actually about Krishna. Although in a usual way, they inquired from Balaram about the family members who are in Dwaraka. So although Krishna and Balaram has gone from Vrindavanam, and they were living in Dwaraka for quite some time, and married 16,108 wives, Krishna is married, and he was living as a Trailoki Grihastha. In other words, such a householder life you have never heard in life anywhere else. Trailoki Grihastha Aya Vrishno Namaste, Ajari Swamiji says to Krishna about this. Trailoki Grihastha Aya Vrishno Namaste. That my obeisances to you, I have never seen a householder life like this anywhere else. 16,108 wives, 10 children, 10 boys from each of the marriage, and a girl from each of the wives. So you can imagine that family life of Krishna, how it went on. So gopis were aware of all these things, what has happened, and they were inquiring from Balaram about Krishna's family life. Then at the same time, gopis could not control themselves because of that separation from Krishna. You will find in the next many verses how gopis inquired from Balaram about Krishna. Kachinno bandhava Rama sarve kushalamasade kachil smarano Rama yuyam dara sudanvitaha. Then the cowherd men are inquiring from Balaram that Balaram that Vasudev Devaki, are they okay? Are they keeping well? And have you forgotten about us completely? At any time do you remember us? This is how you can see a little bit of pain in their heart was slowly start coming out in that inquiry. That they have gone, Balaram and Krishna has gone. When Krishna and Balaram were in Vrindavanam, it was a time that they will never forget. Gopis and Madhuradi, Yashoda and Devaki, all of them, all the cowherd boys, they felt so protected by Krishna and Balaram all the time. And all these sweet pastimes what Krishna has performed along with Balaram have completely stolen the hearts of the gopis and the cowherd boys there. And now they were left behind as though there was nobody there to give them any happiness. So a little bit of sadness, they were experiencing that. They were experiencing that. And that sadness was is coming through their words. Kachinno bandhavarama sarve kushalamasade kachil smaradhano rama yuyam dara sudanvidaham. Then the inquiry was that dara sudanvidaham, that Krishna with his wives and children, are they all happy? That is how they asked this question. There is a slight slight indication that Krishna doesn't need us anymore, is it? This was that. Dishtya kamso hada pabo, dishtya mukta suhur janaha, nihatya narjitya ribun, dishtya durgam samashridaha. That he come and kill Kamsa, Krishna killed Kamsa, and he released Vasudeva and Devaki from the prison. And he has done killed all the demons who were giving us trouble, and we were released from all enemies here. And he has also decided to move to Dwaraka in the middle of the sea and build his palace there and decided to live there. But you are all happy there, we suppose. That is how they put it to Balaram. Gopyoha sandhyapaprachu rama sandarshanadridaha kachidaste sukham krishna purastri janavallabha. This verse is particularly very very important, because when they were asking the welfare of Krishna, they started smiling. Gopyoha sandhya. Why they were smiling? Sri Shukan says there, the reason for that smile was Gopyoha sandhya paprachu rama sandarshanadridaha. They were asking some questions to Gopyoha sandhya paprachu rama sandarshanadridaha. Then they were inquiring from Rama, but at the same time they were inquiring about Krishna. At the same time they were smiling also. A lot of things they managed with the smile. In other words, they couldn't say it to Balaram everything, because Balaram is the elder brother, isn't it? Naturally, you can't say things what you want to say about Krishna to Balaram straight away like that, being the elder brother. They were feeling shy about it. Because they were feeling shy, what they did, they kept smiling all the time. That is what Sri Shukan says there. Gopyoha sandhyam. They kept smiling. Paprachum. Then they asked, Rama sandarshana adridaham. Kachidaste sukham Krishna purastri janavallabham. Is Krishna okay? That was their question. But the way they asked was, purastri janavallabham. Krishna must be happy, isn't it? With all the women there. He has got all the women from the city. Because gopis are from the villages, and they have a natural suspicion about the women from the city. That you can see, they have mentioned that before also, when they went to Mathura from Vrindavanam, they mentioned this. So the same thing came here again. Purastre janavallabhaha. That those, Krishna must be very happy, because they must be very satisfied with all those women who are with Krishna there. But does he remember us any time? This was the gopis, gopis' heart. They were a little bit, they revealed to Balaram. That was that smile. Gopyoha sandhyam. Gopis were smiling when they were asking this question. You know, when you know that you have found some fault with somebody, but you want to say that to him in a nice way, then you smile and put it to them in a way that they understand what you meant by that. Gopyoha sandhyapaprachum rama sandarshanadradaha kachidaste sukham krishna purastri janavallabhaham. That it is not proper for gopis to ask everything about it, but even saying this was a little bit out of line. It was not proper for them to say about Krishna in this way. But because they were feeling so strongly in their mind, they had to say something. They couldn't restrict themselves, control themselves. That's why they said like this to Lord Balaram. Kachal smaradivam bandhun pitaram madaram jasa apyasau mataram drashtam sagradapyagamishyadim. That's another interesting thing here, is that kachal smaradivam bandhun. Does Krishna remember about his relatives any time? Or does he remember about his old friends, Sri Rama and others who were here? They have played together in the forest for so long, and so many years, 12 years in Vrindavanam. Does he remember all the cows whom he had been looking after? He may not be remembering all of them. Obviously, he does not remember us, they said. Obviously, he doesn't remember us. That's okay. That's all fine with us. But will he not remember at least his mother? That was the next question. They wanted to ask this straight away. They put that. Apyasau madharam drashtam sagradapya agamishyadim. Will he not at least to come to see his mother Yashoda, who have brought him up? After all, that is the biggest, closest relationship is with the mother for everyone in this world, isn't it? And that's not different for Krishna as far as gopis are concerned. So does not Krishna come here at least to see mother Yashoda once? This was they put it. Okay, Krishna may not remember us. That's natural, understandable. He's now got married. He has got 16,108 wives, so many children. Big family life is going on. That's okay. And he has forgotten all of us, maybe. That is also understandable. But at least to see his mother, would he not come? That is what the question gopis have raised. Kachil smarati vam bandhun pitaram madaram jasa apyasau madaram drashtam sagradapya agamishyati. That is the important point there, that Balaram was raised, the question was raised to Balaram by the gopis. Apiva smarade smagam anuseva mahabhuja madaram pitaram bhradan patin putran sasaravi yadarte jihimadasharha dusyajan sojanan prabhom. Then we have done a lot of sacrifices. We loved Krishna very sincerely because we also gave up our attachment to our home, our parents, our family members, other family members. We gave up all that attachments to our father, mother, brother, sister, everybody, husbands, children, everywhere. And then we served Krishna with our open mind because we got so attached to him. But does Krishna remember any of those things now? Because this has happened long ago when he was in Vrindavan. And at that time, he has stolen our heart and we were attached to him. But after so many years, does he remember any of these things? What he spent the time with, when he spent the time with us? Tam na sadhya parityajagada samchinna sauhridaha katham no tadrisham strebhir nashradhiyeda bhashidam. Then, why did Krishna do like this? That he has completely given up the attachments with to us and gave up all connections with us. And we have nothing else to say because if we say something, you will not tolerate it. he used to tell us so many things that how attached he is to us and how much he loved us and so many things. And we trusted all that things, what he has told us. But we never thought that he was going to cheat us like this. And he has completely has no attachment now for us. And we trusted everything what he said. Rahasidam priya prema vichanam viharanam chade dhyana mangalam. Rahasi samvidoya hridis prasha kuhada nomana chobhayandihi. Gopi said this in the Gopika Gita, if you remember. Then, when gopis sang the Gopika Gita, and that they have expressed, opened their heart and spoke to Krishna like this. Rahasi samvidam prachayodayam prakasidananam prema vichanam. That everything in relationship with Krishna has attracted the gopis. And they were completely captivated by Krishna's beauty and Krishna's childhood pastimes and the attachment and affection Krishna has shown to them. And they have given up all other connections with this world. And that is how much they loved Krishna. And suddenly one morning he got into the chariot of Akrura and left. We never seen him after that. So the gopis were experiencing that the old thoughts have come back to them. But although Krishna has gone away from there like this, they never forgot Krishna. Because later on you will find in one instance, how did the gopis spend their rest of their life? Simply by glorifying Krishna, remembering the childhood pastimes, how Krishna spent the time with them. They have made them into songs and sung those songs throughout their life. Gopis were great singers. They were great musicians, most of them. And that is from there the Hindustani music has come. So these gopis were very fond of music. And they developed Krishna's pastimes into musical form and they sung those songs and carried their life, rest of their life in Vrindavanam. Katham nukrghrandhana vasti dalpmano vajakradagnasya budhapura striya grihnandi vai chitrakadasya sundarasmida avalogo chosidasmaradhuraham. That we can understand that we got caught in his sweet words. And how can we say that Madhura, the women in Madhura, how did they trust Krishna's words? And they were at least very intelligent women and very qualified, very educated, intelligent people. So they must have at least had intelligence to think about it. That their intelligence and knowledge will not work with Krishna because they will also get cheated by Krishna. Then, in other words, any woman will fall for Krishna. This is what they were saying. That smile alone is sufficient. Smita avaloka chusida smaraduraham. Just by one smile alone, the women will fall into Krishna's control. This is how the gopis mentioned about it. Kim nastad kadaya gopiyam katha kathayada paraha yatyasma bhirvina kalo iridasei tadhaivana. Krishna's smile, Krishna's eye, the glances with the eyes, and all these things started coming back to their mind when Balaram came. That he used to say, they started talking to each other mutually. They were saying that, what's the point in talking about Krishna? Let's talk about something else. It's useless saying about Krishna anything. That if he's able to pass his time without us, then we can also pass our time without him. In other words, it's all the little pain they had in their mind. It was coming through these verses that they were saying that it's better not to think about it anymore. Just like when we say when something is not very happy or is not pleasing to us, we try to change the subject, isn't it? We want to talk, don't want to talk about it, we say. Something when it is not very pleasant to talk about. So similarly, gopis also, because it was bringing distress to their mind, they decide they wanted to change the topic of discussion. Iti prahasidam shaurer jalpidam charu vikshidam gadim prema parishvangam smarandi orirudu striyaha. Then, as soon as they mentioned all these things, they could not restrict themselves. They felt so hurt that they were feeling that pain so strongly, they started crying. Very badly they started crying because they immediately thought that, oh, Krishna has left us and gone away like this, never to come back. Sankarshanastha Krishnasya Sandeshe Hridayangamaya Sandvayamasa Bhagavan Nana Anunaya Kovidaha Nana Anunaya Kovidaha. Balaram, when he saw all these things, he was very expert in pacifying the gopis. So Balaram told the gopis what message Krishna has sent. Krishna has sent a message through Balaram that when he comes to Vrindavanam, he should tell everybody about his inquiries. And he should tell them that very soon he will come and see them. And all these things, Krishna had sent the message through Balaram. So Balaram had kept all that and he was delivering the message now. Dvauma sotatra javalsin madhumma dhomevaja Rama kshapa subhagavan gopinam radimavahan. That the 2 months, Madhu and Madhavam, you can say mentioned there, which is Chaitram and Vaishakham. These two months, Balaram spent the time there. And he told the gopis that I am going to spend these 2 months here and I will not go till you tell me to go from here. And saying this to the gopis, consoling them by delivering the message from Krishna, and at the same time, Balaram performed his performed pastimes with the gopis in the night. They were dancing together and enjoying bringing back the olden times they spent together. Purna Chandragala Mrishte Kaumudi Gandhavayinam Yamunopavaneerayame Sevide Sri Ganairvratam. That with all the nature providing all the necessary happiness to everybody present there, particularly the full moon and also the flowers in the lakes and the breeze that was flowing, it was all encouraging them to have a reunion together. And Balaram was remembering that pastime of rasa dance when Krishna used to dance with the gopis. And in one instance, Balaram was also present there. And they were all engaged in these pastimes again in Vrindavanam. Balaram enjoyed very much the time with them. Varuna Prashida Devi Varuni Vrikshakodaral Patandi Tadvanam Sarvam Sugandhena Adhyavasayal. That Balaram is very fond of drinking Varuni. And Balaram's nature is like that. Balaram enjoys Varuni. What does Varuni mean? Varuni comes from Varuna's place. That is where Varuni comes from. Now, Varuna's planet, according to the Vedic calculations, is on the western part of the world, on this earthly planet. That's where Varuna is situated. Varuna Puri it is called. And the drink that comes from Varuna's planet is called Varuni. So Balaram was fond of drinking Varuni. He enjoys Varuni very much. So knowing very well this, that Varuna has instructed Varuni to flow there for Lord Balaram to consume. So Varuna Prashada Devi, Varuni Vrikshagodaral. Varuni Devi came, and for the Kadamba trees, from there the Varuni also started flowing for Balaram's consumption. That Tam Gandham Madhuyarayam Vayuno Bhagadam Bala Agra Yobagadastatra Lalana Bisamam Papaum. That Balaram went with all the gopis there, and all of them drank this Varuni. Varuni is a very, it is intoxicating, but at the same time it does not come to belong to the cheap category of liquor. It is a very advanced thing. That's why we also say like this, because it came from Varuna's planet, which is on the western side. We say it's from the western world, that the Varuni has come. Because to improve the quality, just to keep it's spoken jokingly, but Varuni is consumed by Balaram, and you will see all, every one of them who were the gopis, but Balaram also drank. Tam gandha madhudharayam vayino bhagradam bala agha yavagadastatram lelana abhisamam papau. That Balaram drank everything, and this madhu or this Varuni along with all the other gopis, and enjoyed that. Ubagiyamana charido vanitha birhalayutha vanishu vajralakshibo madavihulalojanam. That when they all got drunk and they started singing about Balaram, all the gopis started singing about Balaram, and Balaram wandered around in the forest enjoying the whole atmosphere with all the gopis together. Sragvega kundalo matto vaijayandya jamalaya bibral smidamukham bojam sveda praleya bhushidam. See there, sragvega kundalo matto, that Balaram was wearing vaijayandi malas all around, and he was looking very impressive with that. But what's interesting here in this verse is sragvega kundalo matto, that Balaram had only one earring, not two. Only one he was wearing. So sometimes it is said like that, you know, in the nowadays also, sometimes people wear this one ring, not two. Only in one ear they wear the ring. And probably this fashion has come from Lord Balaram, because Balaram is very much liked by the Western devotees for various reasons. That it has always been like that. When Srila Prabhupada was also here, many Western devotees used to like Balaram's nature, the way Balaram enjoyed life, and this personality as well. It was very liked by the devotees at that time. And Balaram's style is also like that. Balaram wears one ring. It's a very unusual thing that people wear one ring in one year alone. But nowadays, it's very much a fashion now to wear one ring. And why did Sukadeva Goswami mention this specifically in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Srag ega kundalo matto ega kundalam. One kundalam only in the ears. In the fifth canto also, if you read, you will find there the same thing mentioned about Balaram. Balaram has only one earring. So obviously, this fashion or this style of Balaram is still there in this world. People are still following that Balaram's fashion, whatever Balaram has left behind. Sa ajuhava yamunam jara kredartham ishwaraha nijam vakyamanadratyam matayityabhagambala anagadam halagrena kubido vichakarshaham. That when Balaram was enjoying like this, that suddenly he felt to call Yamuna river there. Come here, he said, to Yamuna river. Have you heard anyone saying the river to come? Normally we all go to the river to bathe, isn't it? But Balaram stood there and tell the river to come. I want to bathe, he says. He says to the river. So when Balaram said this, Yamuna river didn't take notice of it. He thought that he had this Varuni and all has gone inside. What is he talking about? So Yamuna river didn't take any serious notice of it. Actually, Balaram has noticed certain things before. This Yamuna river or Kalindi's devotion to Krishna, Balaram knows about it in three instances before In the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you look very carefully, you will find in three different instances, Krishna and Kalindi river has had a very closer relationship. And Balaram was aware, in all those three instances, Balaram was present there. So, Balaram knew how much Kalindi river or Yamuna river, Yamuna has a relationship with Krishna. So, Balaram used to appreciate that. But Balaram thought, why does he not show any attachment for me? Why is she like this? This was in Balaram's mind. And so Balaram called her to come. In three instances before, as I mentioned, the day of appearance first, when Vasudeva and Devaki were taking, Vasudeva was taking Krishna from the prison house to Nanda Maharaj's house, he had to cross Kalindi river. If you remember that Krishna had to cross Vasudeva has to cross the Kalindi river. That time Vasudeva was carrying Krishna in the hand. And Sheshena Bhuvani Bhanivarida Varinadam Swairam Pradarshana Padho Manidhibidena. And who was giving the shade to them, to Vasudeva and Krishna? Balaram was holding the Adishesha Bhagavan was holding on the top, isn't it? And where was the light for them to travel? The jewels which were on the Adishesha's hoods, they were throwing the light for them to cross the river. So when they came to the river, what did Kalindi do? Kalindi gave the way to Vasudeva, which was already flowing so full, they could not have gone across the Kalindi on that day. But when Krishna arrived there, Margam dadau sindhuriva shriyapade. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can find that Kalindi river gave way to Vasudeva because the Supreme Personality Krishna had come. And Balaram had noticed that Margam dadau sindhuriva shriyapade. That the Kalindi river immediately stopped flowing and allowed Vasudeva and Krishna to cross through. And Adishesha was on the top. Balaram has noticed that Margam dadau sindhuriva shriyapade. Because all the rivers are the, just like exactly like when Lord Ramchandra wanted to cross the sea, just like the Sindhu or the sea has allowed him to cross through. And similarly, Kalindi river allowed Vasudeva and Krishna and Balaram to cross through. That was one instance. Secondly, later on, during the time of subduing Kaliya, on that day, Balaram had a big responsibility. Krishna jumped into the river, Kalindi river, where Kaliya was living. And after Krishna has jumped into it, all the gopis have come, cowherd boys have come, Mother Yashoda has come, and Nanda Maharaj was there, and Srimati Radharani was also there. So when they saw Krishna being tossed by Kaliya all the time and being beaten by him, they could not bear that intense distress. They wanted to jump into Kalindi river and kill themselves. To such an extent, they were feeling that the what Krishna was going through. So when they saw that, they all wanted to jump into the river. So what did Balaram do? He expanded himself and stopped every single person jumping into the river. That was Balaram's duty that day. Although it was Balaram's brother who was going to get killed. Kaliya was Balaram's brother from the older relationship. So Balaram knew that, but he wanted that Kaliya should get that lesson from Krishna. So Balaram decided that and he was protecting everybody. On that day also, Balaram noticed that how Kalindi has looked after Krishna. Well, Kaliya was giving trouble to Krishna, trying to bite Krishna and trying to control him around him by encircling him with his body. Kaliya was trying to compress him, but Krishna was able to escape from that. But at the same time, Kalindi river was showing like a mother with plenty of foam, was as though a mother was looking after baby. In that way, Krishna was looked after by Kaliya at that time. So that is another instance which Balaram remembered very much about Kalindi river, how Kalindi river looked after Krishna. A third instance, which we all know later on, I think it is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, comes later, that that it is mentioned there that when at the time when Krishna played the flute that we discussed before, at that instance also, Kalindi river came to Krishna with lotus flowers. Krishna was standing on a hill and playing the flute. And after hearing the flute, Kalindi completely got frozen. That was Krishna's flute. Grihnadi pada yugalam kamale opaharaha. That is how in the gopis, in the prayers you will find there. Grihnadi pada yugalam kamale opaharaha. That gopis, at that particular day, when Krishna was playing the flute, the changes that has happened in the whole nature that we had discussed at that time, what all happened in the nature, how the birds, the bees, and the trees, and the plants, and even the water that stopped flowing, it became completely solid and stood there listening. That is how the stones, they started melting because of hearing the Krishna's flute. Krishna's flute, playing flute, is one of the greatest things in the Srimad Bhagavatam mentioned, how Krishna played the flute, the impact of Krishna's playing flute. Many, many great devotees, they want to see Krishna in that form, playing flute. That is what they have told Krishna. In which form of Krishna they wanted to see him. Some people who worship Krishna or who serves Krishna in that level of devotion, they want to see Krishna as a little boy who eating the butter, and in that childhood form. Some others who are more attached to Krishna's flute playing, they wanted to see Krishna as though he is playing the flute. So that attachment depends on the devotees, and according to the devotees' desire, Krishna has also fulfilled their desires in that way, whichever way they wanted to see him. So playing flute is one of the most important pastime of Krishna, and Sukadeva Goswami has not mentioned anything about it, left that to gopis to comment about it. And gopis, Krishna adi pada yugalam kamale opaharaha. That Yamuna river or Kalindi river used to bring special lotus flowers to Krishna's lotus feet to serve him. That is how Kalindi river has served Krishna. So these three instances were in Balaram's mind very much when he asked Kalindi to come. But Kalindi unfortunately misunderstood everything. Kalindi thought Balaram had so much Varuni, and with this Varuni inside, is this not normal, anybody telling a river to come to me? Because completely unusual scene. And even Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard this, he was completely amused by this request from Balaram. Because nobody else does this. Even Parikshit hasn't experienced this, such a thing. It looks like that. So he says there that Parikshit was very amused about it, which you will see in the chapter after this, when Parikshit Maharaj shows an unusual interest in hearing about Lord Balaram, which he hasn't shown before. And Parikshit Maharaj started asking, in the next chapter after this, he'll say, Buen Shoyidam Ichami, I want to hear more about Lord Balaram, he says. And why? Because Sukadeva Goswami understood at that point, all along he wanted to hear about Krishna, so I never talked much about Balaram. But after this Yamuna Karshanam, this particular pastime with Yamuna river, Parikshit Maharaj's mind was thinking about Balaram very much, seeing the very interesting, fascinating experience, asking a river to come to you. Parikshit thought it was a very interesting thing. So here you will notice that Pabe sa ajuhava Yamunam jalakredartham Ishwara nijam vakyamana adratyam matamitya vagambala anagadam halagrena kubido vijakarshaha. That Balaram said to Kalindi river that you're not going to come, are you? Said, put his big plow and started pulling the river towards him. So at that time, Balaram's words, Pabe tvam mama vajnaya yanayasimaya huda neshetvam lang angalagrena shatata kamacharinim. That you sinful personality, Balaram says to Yamuna river, you sinful personality, even after calling you can't come, can you? And you are insulting me. He says, Balaram is like that. Very quickly he will get upset, and very quickly he'll be pacified, and he won't play any diplomacy with anybody. Very straightforward what he has to say. The two different personalities. Krishna is exactly opposite. He will smile at everybody and he'll cut when he has to cut. When he has to punish somebody, he'll punish it also. But Krishna's ways of doing a lot of diplomacy in everything. Balaram never believed in that. Always very straight and open. So you know where you stand with Balaram. That is one thing. Because even when he went to when he dealt with Duryodhana, his own disciple, he was very open about it, what he had to say, which will come in the one or two chapters later. So Balaram's nature is like that. Everybody knows that. So Balaram is openly told Kalindi that you are like this, you don't want to listen to me, do you? So saying that Shatada Kamacharinim, and you are doing things at your own, whatever you like. I'm not going to tolerate that, he said. Evam Narbhalsida Abhida Yamuno Yadunandanam Vacha Chakita Vacham Padita Padayor Nrubam. That when Balaram started speaking like this, Yamuna Devi got frightened and immediately came and paid his obeisances to Lord Balaram. And see the next verse. Rama Rama Mahabaho Najane Tava Vikramam Yase Gam Shena Vidada Jagadi Jagadapadem Rama Rama Mahabaho. Paying obeisances to Lord Balaram, saying, Rama Rama, addressing Balaram, says, Mahabaho, oh great personality that who has got so powerful, who knows your heroic activities. Everybody knows about that. That I do not know enough, but I have committed this offense to you. Yase gamshena vitrada jagadi jagadapadem. That by your, this particular, I know what your position is. You are Adishesha. Actually, Adishesha Bhagavan is Lord Balaram. And you are carrying this whole universe just like a mustard seed on one of your hoods. That's what you are. And knowing well, I should have been a little bit more careful. In other words, Yamuna was a bit frightened now. Param bhavam bhagavato bhagavan mama janadi moktum arhasi vishwalpan pravannam bhaktaval salam. Then I did not completely remember your position, and I have acted in a stupid way. So I have come and now taking shelter at your lotus feet. Saying this, Yamuna Devi paid her obeisances. Please be merciful unto me, she said. Tato vimunjali yamunam yajido bhagavan bala vijagahajalam sribi karenu bhirive bharal. Then when, as soon as Yamuna Devi spoke like this, Balaram was pacified straight away. Didn't have any further questions to ask. That, and as soon as the river came that way, and the Yamuna river came up, immediately Balaram along with all the gopis moved into the water to play in the water, just like it says there, vijagaha jalam sribi karenu irive bharal, just like a intoxicated elephant, how he will play in the water with all the other she elephants together, drinking the water and playing with the water, like if you remember the story of Indradyumna in the water in the 8th canto, how he played. Similarly, Balaram started playing here. Kamam vihritya salilam uttirnaya sidambare bhushanani maharhani dadau kandhi shubham srajam shubham kandhi srajasrajam. Then, vasitva vasasi nile malama muchaganjanim reje sulangadolipto mahendram ivavarana. That immediately, after Balaram, by the time Balaram continued to play and finished the playing in the water, by now Yamuna Devi brought plenty of blue clothes. That's normally Balaram's dress, isn't it? Blue dress. That Balaram likes the blue pidambaram or the dhoti. That's what he wears, Balaram. Just like Krishna likes the yellow garment. Balaram's garment is bluish color. So immediately Yamuna Devi brought plenty of dry clothes and other clothes for drying the body, everything he brought, and a wonderful, beautiful garland also to Balaram, and pleased Balaram like that. Balaram finished his water sport. Vasitva vasasi nile malama muchaganjanim reje solangrudolipto mahendram ivavarana. That Balaram took one of the clothes and wore it, and another as his upper cloth, and all the jewels, all the jewelry what he has brought, what Kalindi has brought, also put it on to please Kalindi river. And Balaram looked like Airavatam, the elephant, from the Mahendramiva Varana. Lord Indra, when he is on the elephant, he looks like that. Very, very impressive. And so Balaram looked exactly like that. Adhya Vidrishade Rajan Yamuna Krishnavarpana Balasya Ananda Viryasya Viryam Sujaya Divaha. That as though Sukadeva Goswami is saying there, that if you come to Vrindavanam and look at Yamuna river, it will look as though this particular past, to remind us of this particular pastime of Balaram, Yamuna river still doesn't flow directly. On a particular spot, it takes a turn and then comes around and comes back again. So that has happened due to this Balaram's pastime with Yamuna, says Sudeva Goswami to Parikshit. Adhyabhi drishyade rajan Yamuna akrishtavarpana balasya ananda viryasya viryam sujayadivaham. It is indicating that pastime, says Sudev Goswami. Evam sarvanishayadam egevaramato vraje ramasya kshipta chittasya madhurir vajayoshidam. Then Rama's mind was such that were attracted by Rama enjoys very well. Balaram enjoys very well with the gopis, and all those night times he was enjoying with the gopis, and the time passed very quickly there. So Balaram spent 2 months like this in Vrindavanam with the gopis. Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Dashmaskande Uttarardhe Baladeva Vijaye Yamunakarshanam Nama Panchashashtinamodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda. So that was a short pastime, and we were expecting that Krishna was to be present there, isn't it? Krishna told Balaram that I'll come and join you for the birthday in the month of Madham. But Krishna didn't go. Why? He couldn't go. Something happened in Dwaraka, and that is in the next chapter. Shri Shuga Uvaja Nandavrajam Gadirame Karushathir Vajranrava Vasudevohamityajno Dudam Krishnaya Prahinol. That Sudev Goswami says that one day when the assembly was the Sudharma, the assembly in Dwaraka was together, they were all together, or you can just like we say parliament was in session, isn't it? Similarly, Sudharma was in session at that time. So at that time, from one, Krishna was there in the assembly. Ugrasena was there, that is Kamsa's father. He was there. Vasudeva and Devaki, they were all there in the assembly. All the other Yadavas were also present. Apart from the Uddhava was also there, the prime minister. So the whole assembly was in session. Sudharma was in session. So at that time, one day, an envoy came there from another king called Karusham. Karusham, from the king of Karusham, had sent a representative to this assembly to the Yadavas in Dwaraka. When they arrived there, as usual, like today also the same thing, system is not much different those days, that they received him nicely because he represented a king from another kingdom. So he was received there, and the message was read out in the assembly, what was brought from the king. Shri Shuka Uvaja Nandavrajam Gadirami Karushadir Vajranrava Vasudevoham Ityajno Dudam Krishnaya Prahinol. The message was brought, and the message was read out, that this Vasudev is also another Vasudev, he says. Paundraga was his name. Paundraga Vasudev he is called. This Paundraga Vasudev has married the daughter of the king of Banaras or Varanasi. The king of Varanasi's daughter was married to this Paundraga Vasudev, Paundraga as he was called, and Paundraga lived in this place called Karusham. So what happened there was, in Karusham, that he was a personality who had a lot of money, and he was a very rich king. At the same time, he had one weakness. Some people realized this is weakness. What was that weakness? Weakness was this. They got together, and they thought that we will pump him up with a lot of glories, start simply glorifying him all the time and telling him how great he is, how powerful he is. And there are people in this world, sometimes they fall into this, they fall into such glorification, and then they fall at the end. That's what happened. This has happened many, many times in this world. So this Paundraga was one such personality. All his friends and associates, they started saying to him, you are actually Vasudeva, you are not Paundraga alone, you are just Vasudeva. Vasudeva means one who lives in everybody, any living entity. One who lives in all other living entity. In other words, you are the Supreme Lord, they were telling him. You are the Supreme Lord, they told him. First one or two times they told him, he just left it. But everybody started telling him, you are actually. So many people telling you like this, he also started thinking, am I? This started coming to him. Unfortunately, it became a kind of a mania in his mind. It developed into a mania. And it started thinking he is. He started realizing that. And also, he started thinking that I am the only Vasudeva. And one day, some people who were, and they were taking advantage of that from him. They took advantage of this relationship. Many people you will see in this world, when they know that there is some weakness with someone, they will take advantage of it in this way. So that's what they did to Paundraga also. They told Paundraga that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have descended into this world. You didn't come down on your own. You have descended here. For what purpose? To kill or annihilate all the demons and to establish religious principles here. They started saying this to him. And he also started thinking, maybe that's my duty here, he started saying. So first thing what he did, he started asking them then, if I also hear that there is another Vasudev somewhere in Dwaraka living there. And he's also very opulent, I heard. So why is it there two Vasudevs then? That question came up. So he said to them that there is something seriously wrong here. This cannot be, he said. So they said to him that he is a duplicate. He is not the original one. The one in Dwaraka is a duplicate one. So we'll get the duplicate here and tell him to surrender everything here first. That's what we'll do, they said to him. So he said, all right, let's do that then. So immediately they called one of the representatives and told him to come to Dwaraka. And with this message, what was the message? Message is what comes later. You will see. Tvam Vasudevo Bhagavan Avatirno Jagalpadi Idi Prastobhido Valer Menam Alpanam Achyutam Dutamja Prahino Manmanda Krishnaya Avyaktavarpani Dwaragayam Yadha Balo Nrupo Balakrato Bhudaham. That Pandraga taught himself that I am the Supreme Personality, Vasudeva himself. And not only that when children, when they play together, Dudamja Prahinovanmanda Krishnaya Vyaktavarpani Dwaragayam Yadha Balo Nrupo Balakrado Abhudaham. That sometimes when children play together, some of them will say that I am the king. And they will act all these things in their childhood plays. And similarly, that he thought probably that I have to do something about this Vasudev in Dwaraka. That, and though he decided, he sent this representative, his envoy to him, that and delivered this message. Dudastu Dwaragam Etyam Sabhayam Astidam Prabhum Krishnam Kamalavatrasham Raja Sandesham Abravid. Then Duta, the representative arrived there in Sudharma, and Krishna was sitting there, and he informed the message to Krishna himself directly. It gave the message what he has brought. Vasudevoham Vasudevam Avatirnoham Egamevana Chabara Bhutanamanigambhartam Tundumithyabhidam Tyajam. Then message was like this. I am Vasudev, who have descended to this world in order to relieve the distress of the human society, and out of my causeless mercy I have come here. But you have taken this name as Vasudev and living in Dwaraka like this. So first you give up that name as Vasudev. That was the message to Krishna. Yani tvam asmicha chinnani maudhyad viparshi sasvada tektaihi mam tvam sharanam nochel dehi mamavaham. That not only that, because you do not know my position, the message says, O Yadava, addressing Krishna like this, that because you do not know my position, you are also wearing this conch shell, disc and lotus flower and all these kind of things. Please give up all that and come and surrender unto me and take my shelter. Otherwise be prepared for a fight, ready for the war, he says. And he delivers this message to, and it was read out in the assembly. It was read out in the assembly. When it was read out in the assembly, only Krishna didn't smile. Krishna was very serious. Everybody else smiled when they heard this message. He says, who is this crackpot has sent this message like this? And you know who smiled the maximum? The oldest man, Ugrasena. It mentions there, you see, Sri Shuka Uvaja, Kathanam Taduvagarnyam, Paundraga Si Alpa Medhasa. Alpa Medhasa means one who has very little intelligence. Ugrasena adaya sabhya uchagair jahasustadaham. I think Ugrasena felt the greatest fun from this. So the only person who laughed the maximum, who could not resist himself, and he completely lost his control and laughed so loudly. So Sukadeva Goswami decided to mention that in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Ugrasena adaya sabhya uchagair jahasustadaham. Uchage, to the greatest volume, he smiled, laughed and smiled about it, made a joke of it. And Sudev Goswami says that, Uvacha dudam bhagavan parihasa katha manu ulsrakshe mudha chinnani estvam evam vigathasem. That Krishna said to this person like this, that I will make sure that you have everything. Everything you will give up one day, because you want me to give it up, isn't it? So you will give up everything one day. Mukham tadavidaya ajna kanga gradhravane nubradaha shayishyase hadas tatra bhavida sharanam shunam. That you want me to you want me to give up my position here and give up all these things what you ask me to do. I'll hand you over to eagles and the crows to eat your body one day, and in the battlefield that they will enjoy your body very well. Krishna says like this. Iti dudastada akshayamam swamine sarvamaharal krishna avi ratham asaya kashim upajagamaham. That this envoy came back and told Paundraga everything what he has said. And also, Krishna also got into the chariot, got ready to go to Paundraga's place. That Kashim Upajagamaha went to Benares. Paundragovi tadudhyogam ubalabhyamaha radhaha achauhinibhyam samyukto nishchakra avaguradrudam. That Paundraga came to know that Krishna is coming. And so he also, with two Achauhinis, he also arrived, he also prepared himself for the war. Tasya Kashipadir Mitram Parshnigraho Anvayam Nruva Achauhini Bhisthisrabi Apashyal Paundragam Hari. That Paundraga's relative, because his father-in-law, the king of Kashi, also arranged three Achauhinis for Paundragam. And they were all prepared for the battle. At that time, Sri Krishna arrives there to see Paundraga. Shangha Yasaka Gadashangam Srival Sadhubalakshidam Vibranam Gaustubamanim Vanamala Vibhushidam Kausheya Vasasi Pide Vasanam Garadadvajam Amulya Maulya Aparanam Spiran Magaragundalam Drishtuatam Alpanas Tulyavesham Kritrimam Astidam Yatha Nadam Rangagadam Vijahasa Brisham Hari. Up to this point, Krishna has not smiled. Krishna thought, who is this champ guy coming around and telling me I am this and that? And Krishna thought it was very funny. He didn't smile about it. He thought he will sort this out. But what happened was, when Krishna arrived there, Krishna could not control his laughter, seeing the thing. Now, Krishna, who himself did not smile or laugh in Sudharma, in the assembly, laughed at this point. Why? You can see how it happened, because Sukadeva Goswami's way of description of Paundraga, Vasudev, is very interesting. If you notice those verse 13, 14 and 15, how the words, very much similar as though Sukadeva Goswami was describing Krishna. When Krishna appeared in the planet, if you look at those verses at the time of appearance, you will find, Tamalbhudam balagamambujekshanam chadurbhujam shangagadayudhayudam srivalsavaksham galashobhigaustubam pidambaram sandrapayoda saubhagam maharhavaidurya kundalam dishwaparishwatta sahasrakundalam uddhamakanjangadakankanadivir virejamanam vasudevamaikshadaha. That is the description of Krishna's presence and appearance in this world by Sudev Goswami in the fourth chapter. So that is how it was spoken. A similar words Sudev Goswami has used here also while describing Paundraga Vasudev, because Sudev Goswami says, after all, he wants to be Krishna. I will give him the same position as Krishna while presenting him to the world. So you see, Shangarya Singhas Gadashangam Srival Sadhyubalakshidam Vibhranam Kaustubhamanim Vanamala Vibhushidam Kausheya Vasasi Pide Vasanam Garidadvajam Amulya Malyabharanam Spuran Magaragundalam. Drishtva, those two verses, exactly like Krishna was presented to this world by Sukadeva Goswami, the same way he done to Paundraga Vasudeva also. And then, seeing this, Drishtva tam almanam tulya vesham, Krishna is seeing, standing there, looking at him, who looked exactly like Krishna himself. Not only that, tulya vesham kritrimam astidam. What is that kritrimam astidam? Kritrimam astidam is this. That this Paundraga's people, who were glorifying him like this, and what do they say? They made him like this and made him feel that he is the Supreme Lord. Paundraga started telling them sometimes that you are all calling me Vasudeva, but I don't think I have everything what Vasudeva has got in Dwaraka, he says. So they asked him, what do you don't have? He says, there is a thing called Srivalsam, and there is a big mark on Krishna's chest from Bhrigumuni's kick, isn't it? If you remember, it comes much later, that story. And that is a permanent mark on the chest of Krishna. And that mark I don't have. So, and plus, Krishna has sometimes four hands also. In the Vaikuntha planet, when he is there, sometimes he's got four hands. That's also, he knew, Pandraga knew about this. Where do I have all this, he said. They said to him, that's not a big deal, he said. That can be sorted out, he said. So what did they do? That you won't find that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but in the other Puranas it's mentioned. Tab e vakshastidam, that they took a first class iron metal piece, heated it and put it on his chest so that that mark will remain there. And they told him that this is your Srivalsam, you got the mark there like Krishna has got from that cake. Tabeena, that is by hearing, he was willing to tolerate all this to become Vasudev somehow. See how much he was tolerating, sacrificing. What do we do? We do nothing compared to him, do we? That his sacrifice is so high, he was even willing to make somehow or the other, I want to become Krishna, he was saying. And he was willing to tolerate this by this heated iron metal that he was heated in the fire when it was extremely hot. In order to get that mark, they put it on his chest. And he tolerated that also, poor man. And then after that, what else did he do? He told him that, I don't have four hands, they said. So they said, that is a little difficult, but it can be done. So what they have done, they have artificially created two more hands and put it at the back, wooden hands. And they tied it with a string to the feet. And if you pull it with the feet, those two, four hands will appear. So artificially, they have done everything they can. The whole technology was used to develop this four-handed form of Krishna. Because he wanted to show it to them. I am the Supreme Lord from Vaikuntha. I have come, I have descended here. In my Mahavishnu form, I have four hands. But sometimes I can take off those two hands like you do. He wanted to say this to Krishna. All these things, that's why he's saying, Drishtu Atam Atmanas Tulya Vesham. Equal to me, he is presenting to me. Pandraga was standing there exactly like Krishna in front of him. And Krishna was looking at all this. Kritrimam astidam. Kritrimam means totally artificial. Yatha nadam rengagadam. Just as though he has come to the drama stage to act the drama. Vijahasa brisham hari. Krishna could not control his laughter seeing this whole scene. And Krishna laughed like anything at that time. Because after all, who will not laugh when somebody does things like that? So, Vijahasa Brisham Harim. Earlier, Krishna didn't laugh in Dwaraka when the envoy came with the message. But now, Krishna said, no, I have to enjoy this because this opportunity I won't get again. Vijahasa Brisham Harim. Krishna laughed so much. When Krishna laughed, all the soldiers who have come with Krishna, they also laugh. Because normally soldiers are very grave, aren't they? They will not laugh by anything like that because they have strict orders from the high command that you don't laugh no matter what happens because they are trained like that. There's the discipline of the army. So these soldiers normally wouldn't laugh. But when Krishna laughed, who is the commander, who had laughed like this, the others also could not resist themselves. Vijahasa Brisham Hari. Krishna started laughing and they also enjoyed. Because you don't get this fun any other time. Shulevga, they were wearing, he had the conch shell, he had the disc, he had the sword, he had the club. Shangam, the bow, the Srivalsam, Kaustubham, Vanamala, the flower garland, forest flower garland, and all the other jewelry what Krishna wears. And not only that, he was wearing a yellow garment also like Krishna. And like Krishna, he also had these eardrops, exactly like Krishna's, and the crown, and similarly, and anklets also. Krishna likes all these things. He used to wear all that. Normally when you dress the deities also, you put all these things on Krishna. So Krishna, he looked exactly like Krishna, standing face to face. And a very expensive crown also on his head. Just like Krishna thought he looked like a person, an actor, fully dressed up and come to the stage. Shulir gada viparike shaktrushti prasadomari asavipati sherbani praharan narayo harim. Krishna stutal paundraga kashira jayom. Praharan narayo harim. That when Paundraga's men, they started using all these weapons, all these different kinds of weapons what they had. കൃഷ്ണസ്തു തൽ പൗണ്ഡ്രക കാശി രാജയോ ബലം ഗജസ്ത്യന്തന വാജിപത്തിമൽ ഗദാസി ചക്രേഷു വിരാർദ്ധയൽ വൃഷം യഥായുഗാന്തേ ഹുതവ പൃഥക് പ്രജാ. Then the Krishna's enemies, the Paundragas and the king of Kashi, and their army started attacking that, and they started attacking Krishna's army. That ayodhanam tadradavaji kunjanam dyolkaroshtrai rinavakhandidaihi babhauchidam modavaham manasvina akridanam bhutavaderi volbanam. That the fight became very serious. And adaha paundragam, they used all the weapons what they had together. Adaha paundragam shaurir bho paundragayad bhavan dudavakena mamaham tanyastranul srajami deem. Then at that time Krishna came to the close to Paundraga and told him, now your message I got correctly and I understood that you are actually Vasudev. I am sorry about this, he said. And I am completely convinced now that you are actually Vasudev. And I brought everything with me to hand it over to you as you requested in your message. So are you ready now to receive the weapons one after the other? I brought all these things with me. So Paundrava Vasudev looked at everyone, all his advisors standing next to him. And so he said, yes, we are ready to receive it, they said. So all right. So first thing, Krishna said, this is my disc which I normally use. Please have it, he said. Send the disc. It went and took Paundraga's head and came back. That's the end of that. Tyajayeshi abhidanam me yatvai ajnam rushan radam brajami sharanam tedyam yadi nechami samyugam. That I have come here to surrender unto you, so please accept this, he said. Iti kshiptva ashider baner viradhi kritya paundragam shiro vrishchandra dhangena vajrenendro yathagirim. Then Krishna completely he took his head away and cut it off and put it there. About that disc, it is mentioned, Durvaram dvadasharam trishada parimilal shashti parvabhividam sambhramyal krura vegam kshanamanujagadam chinda sandhavamanam chakram te kalarubam. That chakram, that's the disc in Krishna's hand. It is the personified form of time. When Krishna moves that disc, that is when time has started. The time is flowing since then. Till the disc is continuously moving. Chakram de kala rupam, time personified is that disc. Kathedu nanamam tulpadei kavalambam Krishno karunya sindhom. That Supreme Personality, who is so merciful to the living entities, he controls the time with that disc. That is how that relationship with the time and the disc. So that disc was used here to cut off Durvaram dvadasharam trishada parimilal shashti parvabhividam sambhramyal kruravegam. It goes very fast. Time is, this time, when you think about the time, only then you will realize how powerful time is. Time is continuously moving, isn't it? And when this time is moving, what's happening? We, ordinary living entities, comes in and goes away in the middle of all that. Isn't it? Durvaram dvadasharam, that the 12 months in a year, that is representation of that time. Durvaram dvadasharam trishada parimilal shashti parvabhividam, 365 days in a year. What does it all represent? It is the movement of that disc in Krishna's hands. Trishada parimilal shashti parvabhividam, through that disc Krishna controls the sun, the moon and all the whole planetary system in the whole creation. Shashti parvabhividam sambhramyal, that it, the brahmanam or the movement of that wheel in Krishna's hand, is that is what is keeping this whole creation going on in this way. So many things happening in this creation. Just like we were discussing yesterday, Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna has such a finer control on the whole cosmic creation, that it is all done with this one disc in the hand. That disc is representing that time personified. Durvaram dvadasharam trishada parimilal shashti parvabhividam sambhramyal kruravegam. And the speed of that disc is unbelievable. It is so fast it's moving. And in that, just like a fly, we come and go in the middle of all these things, in this powerful thing called the time. What's our position in relationship with Krishna's disc and Krishna's time? Shashti parva abhividam sambhramyal krura vegam kshanamana jagadam chinda sandhyavamanam chakram te kalarupam. So great devotees, when they pray to Krishna, they say to him like this, that we got a little time in the middle of all these things. These big things are going on. Like the time is controlling the whole creation. And in this, so many changes are going through this creation, in this world, and which we are noticing it also in our little time here. Very little time in relationship with eternity. What do we have? A very, 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 very small fraction of a second what we have got here in relationship with time. We don't need to evaluate this very much, and anybody can understand this. This is our relationship with Krishna, in this small little time what we have got here. In that time, what you have to do, you have to do. You cannot keep it for another time that you will get another opportunity. When you have got this opportunity, you have to utilize it. That is what it means. That Dhruvaram, Dvadasharam, Drishadabarimilal, Shashti Parvabhividam, Sambhramyal, Kruravegam. The speed is so fast that you come and you go. Nobody is there to care for you after that. And you are gone, another one will come, another person will also go. That is the way at which this world is going on. Chindasandhavamanam chakram te kalarupam kadhyadunamam tolpadei gavalambam. And in that short time, if you have succeeded in taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, you have won the war. Kalarupam kadhyadunamam tolpadei gavalambam Vishnu karunya sindho pavanapiravadi pahimam sarvadaval. That is where a devotee feels in relationship with Krishna. That my time is so limited, Krishna's time is so eternal. So where do we stand? Krishna has given you a little time in the middle of all these things. And that little time, what you have, if you have used it for Krishna consciousness, then you have used it properly. Otherwise you have lost that time as well. That's what that's indicating. The powerful weapon in Krishna's hand. That Krishna killed all his chariot and the horses, everything, and Indra, just like he hits the mountain, the top of the mountain with his thunderbolt, similarly he cut his head.
तथा काशिवदेकाया शिरमुल्कृत्य पत्रवी निपादयल काशिवीर्यं पद्मकोशमिवानिलम.
That similarly the king of Kashi, Banaras, who was Paundraga's father-in-law, he was also, his head was also taken away. And the head went and fell into his own kingdom in Banaras, in Kashi. The head went and fell there at that time. That is how it was taken out. Krishna has taken out his head also.
Evam malsarinam hatva paundragam sasagam hari dwaraga mavishal siddhir giyamana kathamrudam.
Then when Paundraga, who was competing with him, and king of Kashi, they were both killed, that Krishna came back to Dwaraka. Krishna came back, my job is finished now, I come back to Dwaraka. He thought, and he came back. Because of all these things, Krishna could not go to Vrindavanam to see Balarams, to attend Balarams' birthday there. So that's what has happened.
Sanityam Bhagavad Dhyanam Pradvastha Akilabandhana Vibhranascha Hari Rajan Swarupam Tanmayo Bhaval.
Then, what you have to remember here is that Sanityam Bhagavad Dhyanam Bhagavadhyana Pradvastha Akhila Bandhana Pradvastha Akhila Bandhana Vibhranascha Hare Rajan Swarupam Tanmayo Bhaval. This Paundraga Vasudev, he has not performed any service to Krishna, has he? Has he done any service to Krishna? Never. Nothing. He did nothing. He has not chanted the holy name once. He has not done any service to Krishna. You cannot say from his, if you look at his devotional service track record, there's not much to show. Is there? There's nothing there. But what did Krishna do to him? Send him back to the spiritual world. You see? So, this Paundraga Vasudev is a very special character in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because no other incarnation has done this. Somebody comes to Krishna and says to him, it's me who is the Supreme Lord, not you. And Krishna's mercy is such that he says, no, you thought of me like this, isn't it? You also come to the spiritual world. That is how merciful Krishna is. This you won't find in any other appearance. Krishna has come many times before. Valsyam, Gurmam, Varaham, Narsimham, Vamanam, all incarnations you found, you can check in. Many other incarnations not mentioned there. There are the 10 major incarnations. Many other 24 are mentioned in the third canto. And there are so many other appearances also. Is there any incarnation where Krishna has done this? That someone comes to Krishna and says to him that you are false, I am the real one. He says to Krishna, Krishna says, good, at least you thought about me. You wanted to become like me, isn't it? Come to the spiritual world, he says, and sends him back there. Just see how magnanimous Krishna is. That karunyam, that tvam karunyam pravanna sharanam sheshayusha toshayim. One brahmana said to Krishna, you have shown such mercy to people in your appearance, in this particular appearance when you came here. The amount of mercy Krishna has shown in that appearance is unlimited. Unlimited mercy Krishna has shown. Tvam karunyam pravanna sharanam. Tvam karunyam idim pravanna sharanam sheshayusha toshayim. That whatever little time I have left in my life, I have done so much nonsense in my life all along. I did not care for you. I was busy with all my other nonsensical activities. But at least now, let me offer my life to you. And this Paundraga Vasudev, he has thought that he had never had any idea. He had not even desire to go back to the spiritual world. He didn't have that plan either. He was so dull in his head that he decided. But look at his good fortune. That he acted like this. Krishna says, you wanted to be like me, isn't it? With four hands and everything. Come to the spiritual world. You can be there. And sends him back. That is Krishna's mercy. That is what one should remember always. That Krishna's mercy, we don't understand. We think that Krishna is standing there, has no relationship with us. No, Krishna knows that how much we have in our heart, what's going through. It's known to Krishna very well. And that is all kept in the account. And at the right time, it will act also in its own way.
സനിത്യം ഭഗവത്ധ്യാനം പ്രദ്വസ്താഖിലബന്ധന വിഭ്രാനശ്ച ഹരിരാജൻ സ്വരൂപം തന്മയോഭവൽ ശിരാ പതിതമാലോക്യം രാജദ്വാരേ സകുണ്ടലം കിമിതം കസിവാ വക്ത്രം ഇതി സംശിഷ്യരോജനാഹ.
ദാറ്റ് വെൻ കാശി, ദ കിങ് ഓഫ് ബനാറസ്, ദ കിങ് ഓഫ് കാശി വാരണാസി, ഹിസ് ഹെഡ് കെയിം ആൻഡ് ഫെൽ ഇൻ ഫ്രണ്ട് ഓഫ് ദി പാലസ്. ദ പീപ്പിൾ സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് ആസ്കിംഗ്, വെർ ഇസ് ദിസ് ഹെഡ് കമ്മിങ് ഫ്രം? ഓൺ ഹെഡ് അലോൺ and with all its decorations, the head alone, the king's head alone has come and fell in front of the palace.
Rajnya kashipadeerajnya tuva mahishya putra bandhava paudyashtaha hadarajan nathanathedi pradrudan.
That when they came to know that it was the king of Kashi's head, that they all the family members started crying and saying that how did this happen?
Sudakshinastasya kuda krutva samstavihim pidu nihatya pidrhandaram yasyamya vajidim hidu ഇത്യാത്മനാഭിസന്ധായ സോഭാധ്യായോ മഹേശ്വരം സുദക്ഷിണോ അർച്ചയാമാസ പരമേണ സമാധിനാം.
Then the king of Kashi, his son Sudakshina was his name, he performed all the different samskars or the ceremonies what has to be performed after the death, and he took a vow that he will revenge for this act or whoever has done this to my father. So what did he do? He started a great sacrifice to please Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the predominating deity in Benares.
Prido avimukte bhagavam tasmai varamadad bhava pidrhandu vadhobhayam savavre varameepsidam.
That Lord Shiva was obviously very pleased with his service and his penances, everything, and he appeared personally and gave him the benediction. What did he do? That asked him that give me the instructions how I should kill whoever has killed my father.
Dakshinantim parijara brahmane samamrutvijam abhijara vidhanena sajagni pramadeerbuda sadhayishadi sangalpam abrahmanye prayojidaha ityadishtastada chakre krishnaya abhijaranvadi.
That you see, Sudakshina thought about it, realized that he doesn't have the strength to fight Krishna. He knew that. But when Lord Shiva appeared, he requested Lord Shiva that he should be able to destroy Krishna. That was the prayer to Lord Shiva. So naturally, normally what would people do when we also know that we can't fight somebody? Then there is another process, isn't it? It's called in the Atharvana Vedam. This is the whole Atharvana Vedam is all about. In the Atharvana Vedam, you will find that technology for that. The technology will tell you how to use the mantras to destroy somebody. Whom your enemy, whom you want to destroy. So he also invited some brahmanas who are experts in Atharvana Vedam and told them that I want to perform these sacrifices. And from there, somebody will appear who will be capable of destroying Krishna. This was the plan behind it. So this is called Abhijaram. Abhijara Vritti it is called. That is how in the Shastram it is designated. Abhijara Vritti means by using mantra you create a personality, and with the help of that personality you can destroy someone whom you are very inimical towards. So here Sudarshana wants to take revenge because directly he couldn't fight. So he decided to follow this route. That's what he has done. So Lord Shiva gave the benediction to him. You will succeed if your enemy is not so powerful that if he is worshipper of Brahmanas, then you won't be able to do anything about it. That is what he was told. That if there is Brahmanyam in that person who worship the Brahmanas, then you can't do anything. Otherwise, you will succeed. This is how the benediction was Lord Shiva has given to him. So Sudarshana took that, and if you use it against Brahmanas or people who are worshipping the Brahmanas, it will come back to you in another way. That also was told by Lord Shiva when he gave this benediction, that when the fire sacrifice happened, the Ritik was sitting there, and from Dakshinagni means from the southern side, that is where this personality will appear. That Brahmanas were performing the Yajnam. Yajnam means the sacrifice is going on, and from the this fire will Dakshinagni. In the fire has got so many different fires, they call it. In the sacrifices, there's about 27 or so different kinds of fires, they say. They are given the different names according to the predominating deity of that particular fire. Fire is not just what burns, that's what we see in the heaven, isn't it? But that fire is represented by different demigods who comes there with different missions. So out of them, from the southern side, Dakshinagni comes there and handing over this results of this sacrifice to him. And Tado Agni Ruthida Kundan Mutimana Dibishana Taptada Amrashigashmashur Engarod Gaurilochanaha Damstrogra Brugudi Danda Kathorasa Sujihoya Alihan Srikini Nagno Vidunyam Strishikam Jwalal Padbhyam Tala Pranabhyam Pramanabhyam Kambayanavanitalam Sobhyadavadrado Bhude Dwaragam Padahandisham. That from that fire a personality appeared. And description of him, that personality, his hair and his hair on his face just looked like as to a heated copper plates, and fire was coming out from his eyes, and all his teeth were looking very frightening, and he looked very very horrible to see, and he was he has not even covered himself properly, and also he had one trident in his hands. With three trident he had in his hands, and he was roaring like a lion, and he was frightening the Mother Earth by his presence, and he had so many associates with him. And he was instructed by Sudarshana that he should go to Dwaraka and destroy the whole Dwaraka. He wanted to take revenge like this. Tama abhijara dahanam ayantam Dwaraka ugasa vilokya tatra su sarve vanadahi mrgayatham. When this personality arrived in Dwaraka with fire all around the body, going to set fire, destroy Dwaraka, the whole people in Dwaraka got frightened, completely frightened by his appearance. Akshaya sabhayam kridandam bhagavantam bhayaduraha trahi trahi trokesha vanne pradhadapuram. That at that time, when this personality arrived in Dwaraka, what was Krishna doing? Krishna was playing chess with Satyabhama. They were sitting together and they were playing chess together. It was at that time this fire arrived, and Krishna understood who has come. And all the people in Dwaraka, they were praying to Krishna for shelter. Please protect us. And Krishna also thought, this fire is not a new thing. Earlier in the Vrindavan pastimes also, Krishna had to deal with fire in a few instances. So Krishna didn't even stop the game. He wanted to continue the game. So what did he do? He told Sudarshanam, who was standing there, go and sort this out, he said. That's how Krishna was. Why is this pastime showing to us that position of Krishna and position of Lord Shiva? Krishna's position is such, he is not to be easily driven by anyone. Not only Lord Shiva, what to speak about Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva can't do anything to Krishna's position. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. Not only that so many Lord Shivas are reporting to Krishna in many, many universes. They are present there. The Trimurtis or Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, in this planet, in this universe. Apart from that, millions and millions of universes, they are reporting to Krishna. That is Krishna's position. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so, he was showing in this pastime that he didn't even get up, that Lord Shiva's agent had come here to destroy Dwaraka, isn't it? Because Lord Shiva's mercy, that Lord Shiva has given this blessing to the king of Kashi, that he could come and destroy Dwaraka. But even then, Krishna was not concerned about it. He just told Sudarshana to go and sort this out, he says to him, and continued playing the chess. Shrutva tajjana vaiklabhyam drishtva svanam jasadvasam sharanya samprahasyaha mahabhaishteta vidasmeham. That when the people started saying like this and they were feeling frightened about this, Krishna said to them smilingly that don't have to worry about it, everything will be taken care of. Sarvasyandavahi sakshi krityam maheshwarim vibho vijnaya tadvigahartam parshvastam chakramadishal. That when Krishna came to know that it is Kritya, who is one of Lord Shiva's personalities, that Sudarshanam was instructed to deal with it. Tal Surya Godi Pradimam Sudarshanam Jajwalyamanam Playanalapraham Sudejasakam Kukubodaro Dasi Chakram Mukundastramathagnimardhayal. That as though millions of suns have appeared in the sky, similarly, that Krishna's, this Sudarshana, this went and started dealing with this. This Kritiyam. Kritiyanala Pratihada Saradhanga Bani Rastraujasa Nurva Sabhagnamukho Nivurtaha Varanasim Parisamete Sudakshinandam Sartvik Janam Samadahal Surdo Vijaraha. That there is a system in the in this Abhijaravrati. Abhijaravrati means this kind of processes by which you destroy others, your enemies. What is the system? System is this, that if someone comes to destroy you, if you have the capacity, you can turn that person against the same person who has sent it to you. So that's what Sudarshanam has done here. Sudarshanam has told that Kritya, that whoever has sent you here, you go and destroy them first. That is the power of Sudarshanam. Sudarshanam knew how to deal with Kritya properly. So Kritya goes back and burns the whole of Benares. Benares was burned. Varanasi is burned by Kritya. Except Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva's temple, Vishveshwara temple, Annapurneshwari, Sri Parvati's temple, and Ganga river, everything else in Benares was completely burned. And another Puranas are saying that it took almost 5 years for the heat to cool down, for the place to cool down, after this Kritya has burned Varanasi. For 5 years, the whole Varanasi was burned completely. And the heat lasted for 5 years there before it came back to the normal. And some people also say like this, that those who go to Benares, they use vibhuti, isn't it, to put it on their forehead, as Lord Shiva's devotees. So it helped them to have sufficient vibhuti for them to use it to when they go to Benares. So that's also mentioned like that. So in other words, it was just to show that when it came to even Lord Shiva, that previously in Banasura's case, Krishna has shown that how Shiva is also one of his great devotees, but at the same time, in relationship with Shiva, where does Lord Krishna stands? That is what it is showing. That Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no question about that. Everybody accepts that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And that position is established in the Srimad Bhagavatam through these different pastimes. Kritiyanala pratihada saradhangabane drastraujasa anruva sabagdamukho nivurta varana simpari samete sudakshinandam satyukjanam samadahal sukrudo vijaraham. That chakram savishno sadanu pravishtam Varanasim Satra Sabhalaya Panam Sagopura Talagam Koshta Sangulam Sagosha Hastyashwarathana Shalam Degdhva Varanasim Sarvam Vishnus Chakram Sudarshanam Uyavasham Vadishtal Krishnasya Aklishta Karmanaha. That everything was burned. It listed there what all it has burned. All complete the town, the city of Kashi. The big buildings, the streets, the Chandrashalas, the places where the elephants were maintained, and all the other facilities, whatever they had in the city, everything was completely burned into ashes. Ya enam shavayan martya uttama shloka vikramam samahido vashuniyal sarvababai pramuchyadeyam. that this is typically the heroic activity of Krishna. So therefore, this particular pastime in this chapter has this significance that one who hears about this, it will relieve one's sinful reactions from one's own life. If one remembers and meditates on this pastime of Krishna, not only that, it also removes one's ignorance also. One who hears about this pastime of Krishna, he will remember Krishna all the time. इति श्रीमद् भागवते महापुराणे दशमस्कन्धे उत्तरार्धे पौण्ड्रवधो नाम षट्षष्टितमोऽध्यायम् एण्ड् सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनं गोविन्द गोविन्द देन् इन् द नेक्स्ट् चाप्टर् इट् बिगिन्स् वित् श्री राजोवाच परीक्षित् महाराज इस् आस्किङ्ग् नौ भूयोऽहं श्रोतुमिच्छामि रामस्य अद्भुतकर्मण अनन्तस्य प्रमेयस्य यदञ्जल् कृतवान् प्रभु देट् दिस् इस् दट् भूयोऽहं श्रोतुमिच्छामि. Then Parishit Maharaj is saying to Sudeva Goswami, I want to hear about Lord Balaram now, he says. Because of that pastime there, what happened in Yamuna River, with Yamuna River, Yamunakarshanam, Parishit Maharaj started thinking that this is something very interesting about Balaram. Please tell me about Balaram more. So naturally that desire from Parishit is coming out here. That's why he says, Bhuyoham Shodamichami Ramasya Albudakarmanam. Although Sudeva Goswami knew that Balaram, Parishit Maharaj was primarily interested in hearing about Krishna, because in the beginning, Ashatvalam Gayada Vishnu Gadaha, that tell me about Krishna's pastimes. That is what in the beginning of Bhagavadam, when we started Bhagavadam, Srimad Bhagavadam in the second canto, if you remember, Parishit Maharaj said to the to all the great sages present there, that I would like to hear my rest of my few days, what I have left in my life. Please tell me and glorify Krishna. Let me hear about Krishna. That's what he said. But unusually, when it comes here, he's saying here, let me hear about Rama, Lord Balaram. So from this you can see that there was a special desire in Parishit Maharaj's mind that he wanted to hear about Balaram at this point in time. Because after hearing about this, Yamunakarshanam, or subduing Yamuna River. So he says to him like this, and Sukadeva Goswami says, Naragasya Sakhakaschil Divido Nama Vanara Sugriva Sajivasodha Brada Mahindasya Viryaman. That Naragasura, who was killed by Krishna before, he had a friend by name Divida. So that Divida was not an ordinary person. This Divida had a long story behind him. In fact, these few chapters, last three or four chapters, there is some message in there for us. What is that message? Message is this, that Paundraga Vasudev, who came to Krishna, he had no devotion, isn't it? He got killed and he was sent back to the spiritual world. Similarly, you will now find another personality, Duvida, coming there, and he also got killed by Balaram. Normally, in Krishna's pastimes, almost all were sent back to spiritual world, either himself directly or through Lord Balaram. In some places, Krishna has done it himself. Many of them were done by Krishna himself. But some instances, he has asked Balaram to do that. And this Dvivida is one of them. In few people only, Krishna asked Balaram to do that. Pralambasura was one. Dvivida is another one. So why did that happen? The reason for that is that this Duvida, he was a Vanara. Vanara means one who belonged to Sugriva and Hanuman and all their race, Vanara race. So when Ramchandra was here, at that time, during the war of Ramayanam, during the battle with Ravana, this Duvida was a very active member in the army. Very, very active member in the army. He helped Ramachandra a lot in that fight with Ravana. He killed plenty of Rakshasas at that time. So he has got some higher OBE or whatever it is in Ramachandra's time, whatever that was. He got that at that time. He was given that because they were all given that after they came back to Ayodhya, isn't it? After the battle. So they got all that. But what happened to him was, during the war, when Ramayana, the battle was going on, one day he saw that Lakshmana was fighting with Indrajit, Ramchandra's Ravana's son Indrajit. Indrajit and Lakshmana was fighting. So when they were fighting very fiercely each other, you know what Divida thought in his mind? He thought, this Lakshmana is very, very powerful. Why shouldn't I fight with him? I give him a fight. Typical monkey's mentality. That's what monkey's mentality is, isn't it? Actually, when you see somebody great in this world, what you have to do is to appreciate their greatness, isn't it? Otherwise, it is monkey's mentality. Straight away, let me take him on now and see what I can do with him. That is the monkey's nature. So this Divida had that monkey nature very strongly in him. Whereas Hanuman and others fully surrendered to Ramachandra, Sugriva and others, they served him full loyalty. So unfortunately what happened was, during the battle, Divida's mind turned in that way, direction. If I get an opportunity to Lakshmana, I'll teach him a lesson. He said, this Indrajit, what is he? I can handle him better. Some of these thoughts came to him. It's also to tell us that it happens to devotees also. It's not that devotees are free from this. But there is some good thing in this. What happened to Divida was, after the battle was over, he got his title and everything. He decided to give up the association of the devotees. He decided to leave them. He became a little inimical to the whole army, whole Ramachandra's army and everybody. He became inimical to them. He said, I have nothing to do with you. I am with Naragasura, he says. They are my friends and I go with them and I'll enjoy my life with them. I have nothing to do with you. He became very inimical to Ramachandra and to others also. So this one instance, what happened with Lakshmana? Who is Balaram now? It was Lakshmana then. He hasn't forgotten that. I know this personality before, thousands of years ago, they have met with each other. But Divida has forgotten all that. Balaram still remembers everything from the past, what has happened. So here, there's something else happened. When Ramachandra was leaving the planet, Ramachandra's departure from this world is different than Krishna's departure. Krishna's departure is completely different than the way Ramachandra has departed from this world. When Ramachandra departed, along with Ramachandra, all the devotees went back to the spiritual world. That is one of the beautiful pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. All you had to do was just to listen to Ramachandra, what he tells you, you'll be back in the spiritual world. Can you imagine anyone so magnanimous like this? He says to you one day morning, Ramachandra says to you, come with me, let's go and bathe in the river, Sarayu River. So Ramachandra invited the whole population of Ayodhya to come with him to Sarayu River one day, when he decided to leave the world. Everybody went. Whole of Ayodhya went with him. Our Divida was there, he also went with them. He also went there. But when they got there, Ramachandra said to them, when they were already in the river, they said, you all go down in the water now. You immerse yourself in the water. While bathing, that's what you do, isn't it? You go immerse yourself in the river. Actually, it is, unless one has experienced all these things, it's very difficult to appreciate these things. Because when you're bathing in the first class bathrooms in the house, you won't know the pleasure of bathing in a river. That is something different. And especially some of these nice rivers like Ganga, Yamuna, Kaveri, and all these rivers, when at one time before they built all these dams and everything, they had plenty of water. And everyone used to go to the river to bathe. It was always the system. And so Ramachandra took all the devotees there and they were bathing in the river. And he told all of them, if you are all ready now to go back to the spiritual world, please immerse yourself in the water. So everybody went into the water. You know what Divida thought at that time? Divida said, this is completely bogus. The monkey's mentality came back. He thought himself, that this is bogus, he says. You just go down and then you go into spiritual world, he says. So Divida said, I would like to see what happens to the water when so many people go underneath that. This is how Divida's mind worked. So he said, I won't go in the water. I'll just wait and watch everybody else is going in or not. This is what happens to most of us in this situation. That Divida's curious mind, also called intelligent mind, thought that he should keep an eye on everyone else. Let me see who are all going back. He was not concerned about himself. So magnanimous he was, that he looked at everybody else. What has happened? Ramachandra went back, everybody else went back. Divya didn't go back. Only then he realized what he lost the chance. And then he decided to immerse himself. So when he immersed himself in the water, nothing happened. He came back again from the water. So he became more inimical this time. After this, that monkey's nature, I am saying, originally by seeing Lakshmana's bravery, he became envious and inimical. And now that he lost his chance to go back, he says, let them go to hell or heaven, wherever it is. I'm going to live here. I'll do what I like. This mentality developed in him. It happens. It happens to us also sometimes. Sometimes people come to the temple to see Krishna when there is a need in life. And when the need is over, sometimes it may not happen the way they wanted it to happen. It can be in different ways happen to people in life. Sometime in total distress, or sometime when the mind is in the properly situated, let's put it that way. When the mind is properly situated, they'll think of coming to Krishna and paying their obeisances, chanting the holy name, taking prasadam, studying Srimad Bhagavatam. All these thoughts will come to the mind. But when the mind is not favorable, what will happen is, you will think after a while, what's this Krishna consciousness? All nonsense, will say like this. And why should I waste my whole life in this? And you will make other plans. And sometimes, it can also happen, you could become inimical to Krishna and to the whole process, to devotees and to Krishna. All these things can happen in one's life. It has happened in history many, many times. So this is what has happened to Divida. So Divida became like this. So this Divida, what did he do? He was now wandering around in the forest, doing whatever he liked, completely like a vagabond. He was moving around, has no control on himself, fighting with anyone and everyone. And the whole association he had with the devotees of Ramachandra, he has lost that completely. And took the association of a full set of demons, starting with Naragasura and onwards. So, completely from one side, he moved on to the other side. This was his misfortune. Just see how much association can change also people's life. People may think that I will stay in Krishna consciousness. You are struggling hard to maintain some Krishna consciousness in life. But sometimes, due to circumstances and association, things can change in one's life. And that is the dangerous time when you leave Krishna and go away to enjoy the senses. And the pride that is inside will tell you also that leave all this Krishna consciousness and all that. You know, you got only one life to live. They'll give you all the logic mind will give you at that time. You got only one life to live. If you lose this chance, you've lost everything. You can think about it later. So, like this, mind will give you all different ideas. So, this is what has happened. Naragasya sakagaschal divido nama vanara sugriva sajiva svetha badamainda saviryavan. Then, because of Naragasura, he became very inimical to Krishna. Sakhyaso abhajanim kurvan vanaro rashtraviplavam puragramagaran ghoshan adhal vagnimul srajan. That because Naragasura was killed by Krishna, he wanted to take revenge on Krishna. That so he started acting also in a very violent way. Kojil sa shaila anulpatyam tairdeshan samachurna yal anartan sudaramayam yatraste mitraha hari. That sometimes he used to pull big mountains right from the bottom. He can take them out and throw them out and kill many people at the same time like a dust. And Anartha area, that was a kingdom where he was operating most of the time. Kojil samudra madhyastho dorbhyamulkshupyadajjalam deshanagavidaprano velagulanamajjayal. That he had the strength of 10,000 elephants and he could sometimes stop the water flowing and allow the water from the sea to come to the land. In this way, he used to immerse even land which were near to the sea. Ashramam Rashimukhyanam Krittva Bhagavanaspadin Adrashayachan Krunnote Agneen Vaidani Angala. That he will go to the sages and to their ashrams or the hermitages and he will destroy all the fruit trees, everything, because sages normally plant the fruit trees around the ashram so that that's their main food. And he will destroy their sacrifices by passing urine into their fire sacrifices and making it impure. Purushan Yoshida Drabtash Madal Droni Guhasusa Nikshipya Jabhida Chaile Peshaskari Vakidangam. That not only that, he will take men and women, take him to the caves and put them in and put some stones in front of them so they cannot escape from that. Evam deshan vipragurvan dushayam shakulastriya shrutva suridam gidam girim gaivadagamyayau. That this Dvida was wandering around like this, and somehow or the other he arrived near where Balaram was in this mountain in Raivadam. Raivadam river is near Dwaraka, near Raivadam mountains, where Balaram was staying some time, and he was singing there, Balaram, with all this Varuni. He was also enjoying. Balaram used to have these outings very often. He used to go out and with his wives together, and they will all go to these mountains and drink Varuni together. And Balaram enjoyed that very much. So, in this one instance, what happened was, in Raivada mountains near Dwaraka, where Balaram was together with all his wives and drinking this Varuni, this Dvida happened to be nearby. Dvida came. And when Dvida arrived there, he heard Balaram singing there at that time. So he went and looked at Balaram first. You see, Krishna has fulfilled the desire of the devotee. From Tredayugam, he wanted to fight with Balaram, isn't it? The Balaram was there at that time as Lakshmana. So now, Krishna said, now you can meet each other and sort it out yourself between you two. So Balaram was there and he was singing. And Balaram's wives were also there. They also had this Varuni. So they were all having a very good time together. So it was then that Dvida arrives there. Evam deshan vipragurvan dushayam shavilastriya shutva suridam gidam girim raivada gamyayam. That tatra vashyal yadubadim ramam pushkaramalinam sudarshaniya sarvangam lelanayudham adhyagam. That Balaram was wearing a wonderful garland and he was sitting in the middle of all these beautiful wives of Balaram. Gayandam varinim pitva madavihulalojanam vibhrajamanam babusha prabhinnam ivavaranam. That because of this varuni that Balaram had drunk, his eyes have gone very reddish. His eyes have become very, very reddish. And not only that, after drinking Varuni, there was a pot in front of him with Varuni in there, more Varuni to drink. And all the Balaram's wives, they also had plenty of Varuni. So in other words, all of them were very affected by the Varuni at that time. It was then that what happened was, Gayandam Varunim Bhitva Madavihvalalo Janam Ibrajamanam Babusha Prabhinam Ivavaranam. That Balaram looked like an elephant who has got that, when the elephant has this, what is it called, the thing that flows from their forehead, when they are looks like intoxicated, like that, must, they call it, I think, it starts coming from their forehead. They, at that time, they are very uncontrollable. The mahouts have a very hard time at that time with the elephant, and Balaram was in that situation. Dushta shaka amruga shaka maruda kambayandruman chakraya kilgila shabdam alpmanam samradarshayan. That this monkey, our Dvida, he was jumping from tree to tree and from one tree to another and started shaking this tree and started making some noise to attract the attention of Balaram. Tasya darshtim kaper vichya tarunyo jadi jabala hasya priya vijahasur baladeva parigraha. That when he started showing all these kind of things, like the monkeys do, as you know how they act, Balaram's wives started laughing, seeing his stupid activities, what he was showing. Sometimes monkeys do, I don't know, some of them, if you watch them very carefully, you will see these monkeys sometimes, they will show their bottom to you when they are angry with you. If you don't give them what they want, they are everywhere. Many, many forests you go, you look at them, they will act. Even Vrindavanam, sometimes you see how the monkeys react to you. Sometimes older people, they'll take their glasses and run away. Sometimes if you are eating some prasadam or something, if you're not given them, they are very, very aggressive. They'll take the prasadam from your hand before you know prasadam is gone. So this way, that is a monkey nature, isn't it? They're expert at it. Without giving you any pain, they know how to take it out of your hands. So this is a monkey. So monkey was, this Dvida also had the similar activity he was doing like that. And getting the attention from the wives of Balaram. They observed Balaram, because he had too much Varuni, he was just relaxed and lying there, was not too bothered. But the wives were not that much Varuni, they didn't take. So they were still a little bit careful about what was going on around. So they were watching in this. So it is the wives who smiled. Balaram didn't smile. Balaram was very relaxed.
താ ഹേലയാമാസ കവിർഭ്രൂക്ഷേപൈ സമുഖാദിമി ദർശയൻ സുഗതം ദാസം രാമസ്യജ നിരീക്ഷതാം. സോ എക്സാക്ട്ലി
ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് ദേ ഡിഡ്. ഹി ഡിഡ് ഹി ഷോഡ് ദിസ് ബോട്ടം ടു ബൽറാംസ് വൈഫ്സ് and showed it to them and started insulting them with all kinds of pulling faces like monkeys do. Sometimes human society also we do like that. But so he started pulling his faces, and in an insulting and offensive manner they started dealing with Balaram's wives.
Tam gravna praharan kruddho abala praharanam varasa vanjitva gravanam madhirakalashamavi grihitva helayam asa dortastam kobayan hasan durbidhyakalasham dushto vasam svyaspalayad balam.
That added to that, they threw at that time one of the wives of Lord Balaram took a stone and threw at him. As soon as she threw it to Divida, Divida caught that stone and threw it back at them. So like this, he started the exchanges with them. So in order to agitate them, what else did he do? This Varuni pot was lying there with Varuni in there, plenty of Varuni there. He came in and stole that and ran away from there. Before going, some of Lord Balaram's clothes were there, blue garment. That also he tore it into pieces. Everything, he was trying to agitate Balaram somehow. And that's what he did, wanted to agitate him. So he did all this, took the pot of irony and left from there.
Kadarthi krithi balavan viprajakrema dodhada tam tasya avaniyam drushtva deshamscha tadupadrudan kruddho musalamadathalam charijikamsaya dvidobi mahavirim salamudyam vavanina അഭ്യതിതരസാദേനം ബലമൂർധന്യതാടയൽ തന്തു സംഘർഷണോമൂർധി പതന്തമചലോയത പ്രതിയഗ്രാഹബലവാൻ സുനന്ദേഹനാഹനച്ഛദം മുസലാഹത മസ്തിഷ്കോ വിരേചി രക്തധാരയാം.
Then Balaram got very angry when he saw all these things happening. Not only that, his Varuni was also taken away from there. Then immediately got up, and you know Balaram's weapons, one was his plough and the other one is the pistol. Like the pistol which he used in the mortar, a strong, long thing with metal caps on either side. That is the thing what Balaram used for killing Rukmi also. So he carried that in his hand, and Balaram went up to him and beat Dvida with that on his head. And blood started flowing from his head.
ഗിരിർ യഥാ ഗൈരികയ പ്രഹാരം നാനുചിന്തയൻ പുനരന്യം സമോക്ഷിപ്യ കൃത്വാ നിഷ്പത്രമോജസ തേനാഹനൽ സസംക്രുദ്ധ സംബലാശതദാച്ഛിനൽ തദോന്യേന രുഷാജഗ്നി തം ചാവീശതദാച്ഛിനൽ.
ദാറ്റ് ജസ്റ്റ് ലൈക് വാട്ടർ മിക്സ്ഡ് വിത്ത് ദ പെയിന്റ് ഇറ്റ് ഫ്ലോസ് ഫ്രം ദ മൗണ്ടൻ സംതിങ് ലൈക് ദാറ്റ് ഫ്രം ദിവിദാസ് ബോഡി ഫ്രം ദിസ് ഹ്യൂജ് ബോഡി ദ ബ്ലഡ് സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് ഫ്ലോയിങ് ഔട്ട് ബട്ട് സ്റ്റിൽ ഹി വുഡൻ്റ് ഗിവ് അപ്പ് ഹി പുൾഡ് ഔട്ട് അനദർ മെനി ട്രീസ് ആൻഡ് സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് ഫൈറ്റിംഗ്. When he pulled out with the power alone, all the leaves fell off, and with a very, very powerful way, he wanted to hit Balaram with those trees, and Balaram immediately cut that into pieces, and another tree in the after that.
Evam yudhyan bhagavado bhagni bhagni puna puna agrisha sarvado vrikshan nirvriksham agarodvanam.
That every time he was losing, but he won't give up, and all the trees were pulled out in that process.
തദോ മുഞ്ചച്ചില വർഷം ബലസ്യോപര്യമർഷിത തത്സവം ചൂർണയാമാസ ലീലയാ മുസലായുധ.
That Balaram with his Muslim, that with his pistol, he smashed them into pieces.
സബാഹൂതാല സംഘാശോ പുഷ്ടീകൃത്യാ കപീശ്വര ആസാദ്യരോഹിണീ പുത്രം താഭ്യം വക്ഷസ്യരുരുജൽ.
That and then he wanted to punch Balaram with his hands. So he made them with his fist, he came to Balaram, and he started punching Balaram.
Yadavendrovidam dorbyam tektva musalalangale jatravabhyadayar kruddham sobadadrudiram mamin.
That Balaram, who is best among the Yadavas, and he gave up his this pistol as well as the plough and wanted to kill him with his hands alone. You see how magnanimous Balaram is. When he realized that enemy has come without weapons, he threw away his weapons also and made himself equal with him to fight. And he wanted to fulfill that desire when he was Lakshmana and was fighting with Indrajit, when what Dvida has seen at the Ramayana time, that desire he wanted to fulfill this now, with Balaram wanted to fulfill that. And eventually Balaram punched him so powerful that he started vomiting blood and he fell down and died.
That the whole mountain started shaking when he fell, and it started vibrating because of this power of the heat what Balaram has done on Duvida.
Jai shabda onama shabda sadhu sadhidi jambare surasiddha munindranam asil kusma varshinam.
Then at that time demigods showered flowers on them, and the sages and the great personal devotees, they started glorifying Lord Balaram at that time and congratulated Balaram for that. Evam nihatya dividam jagaddavyati adhikaravaham samstuyamano bhagavan janai subramavishal.
Then when Balaram killed Duvida like that, Duvida was killed, and hearing about all this glorification, Balaram went back to the palace.
Iti Srimad Bhagavati Mahapurane Deshmaskandhe Uttarardhe Divida Vatho Nama Saptashashritamo Dhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda.
So in this way Divida was killed.
So as I mentioned before, that this Divida wanted this. He was inviting this himself. But Krishna decided to also take him back to the spiritual world through Balaram. He didn't kill it himself. What you have to remember here is that so many instances Krishna has directly sent the personalities back to the spiritual world. And in some instances he has asked Balaram to do that. Only in rare cases Krishna and Balaram did not kill them. There's about three instances you can say, normally in the Srimad Bhagavatam particularly mentioned that. And there is a reason why this has happened. This Duvida, just to see how considerate Krishna is, Duvida fell into bad association and got victimized by that. Became envious, inimical to Krishna, and also started offensive to all the other devotees of Krishna. This is what has happened to Duvida. But Krishna did not see only that side of him. He recognized that Duvida has served me before when I was fighting Ravana. That time he has done his service to me. He has done some service to me. I cannot ignore that, Krishna says. I cannot ignore that, because he has done some service to me. So therefore, he is qualified to go back to the spiritual world according to Krishna's calculation. If one has done some service to Krishna in this life, the chances are that he will be better situated. Whether he will go back to spiritual world, that depends. That is in Krishna's hands. But Name Bhakta Pranashyadi, Krishna has given a guarantee that if you are a devotee, if you have taken Krishna shelter at some time in your life, that is a credit mark on your track record in this world. That is a positive thing for anyone. And Duvida's case, that is why it is mentioned here. Like this story of Duvida has been shown to us to tell us that even if you have done something for Krishna, but became later on fallen away from Krishna consciousness due to some other reason, even then Krishna is not forgetting that. Krishna doesn't forget that. Because that service what Duvida has done, Krishna has kept that in the mind. Duvida has forgotten everything what he has done, because he has fallen into this bad association and he has started acting like this. Krishna hasn't forgotten. So that is the way Krishna deals with the devotee. But there are some people, under some circumstances, Krishna has no mercy. And in order to show that, that is the next chapter. And there is one personality to whom Krishna has not shown any mercy throughout. No mercy for him. And that is Duryodhana. Duryodhana's mind has gone so bad that this inimical mentality in Duryodhana developed into such a strong anger in his mind that Krishna decided that he should not go back now. He should stay. And Krishna didn't kill him, Balaram didn't kill him. He had the greatest opportunity in life. Family relationship with Krishna was good. Pandavas were his close associates.
Krishna was always very considerate to Duryodhana. Even Duryodhana's wife, she was also very concerned about Duryodhana's relationship with Krishna. So many things in the Mahabharatam, if you read, you will find how unfortunate Duryodhana was. And to Duryodhana, Krishna said, I am also lost with him because he is not ready yet to come back. Not once Duryodhana has acted in the proper way when Krishna was on the planet. Every single instance, Krishna found that Duryodhana acted out of envy or acted out of the uneasiness with the Pandavas, or simply wanted always to fight with the Pandavas and the devotees, never recognized so many devotees, Kunti Devi and all the five brothers. They were always tortured by Duryodhana. Krishna says he has to wait. And never once in his lifetime he took an opportunity to understand who is Krishna. So that was his misfortune. So why in the Srimad Bhagavatam all these different kinds of devotees are presented? This Dvivida and also Paundraga, they also went back to the spiritual world. Does that mean that we should also follow them? No, that's not the idea. The idea is to show us what different kinds of devotion can develop in one's heart. They're all devotees. Dvivida was a devotee. That is why he was able to serve Ramachandra. Paundraga was also in one way a devotee because he had a desire to become like Krishna. That is also a devotee's mind. That at least he wanted to accept that Krishna's style is good. I like to follow him. That desire came to him. Even that is good. But Duryodhana never had any such thing. Just see how that difference is. So, in order to show us the lower quality of devotion, that is why in the previous chapters, this story of Dvivida is shown, this story of Paundraga is shown, to show us the lower forms of devotion. It is not, the intention is not to tell us to follow them like that. Oh, I'll also become like a Paundraga, goes to the temple, dressed up like Krishna and do what he did. That's not the goal of that. In order to tell us that, people, even in that level, they got protected by Krishna. So what to speak about someone who has taken Krishna's shelter completely? That is what it is pointing out. So in the next chapter, what is shown here is that this particular pastime of Duryodhana, where Duryodhana was very seriously involved, Krishna did not give that opportunity to Duryodhana. It could have happened at that time, but didn't happen. Balaram didn't kill him, Krishna didn't kill him. There is another two more personalities in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You will find they didn't get that mercy. One was Kalayavana, who got killed by Muchkunda. And the third one was Jarasandha, who got killed by Bhima. So all these three personalities, for different reasons, Krishna decided that. So many times, when Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam commentaries, if you read, you will find there, these three were very unfortunate people. Because to get a body in this world, is first itself is a great thing, to get a human body here. After getting a human body here, at the time when Krishna was here, it's also another important thing. Secondly. Thirdly, even after getting a body to come into contact with Krishna is another important thing. That is another good fortune. So they had all this good fortune. They had a body here and in this earthly planet. They were here at the time when Krishna was here. They also had the good fortune to be able to meet with Krishna. But in spite of that, they could not go back to the spiritual world. Sri Shukan says about this in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that was their misfortune. That was their misfortune. Everybody has to think this. This is an important thing in the Bhagavatam. You will find all these very interesting pastimes of Krishna in relationship with offering liberation to devotees. So many, many devotees, they acted demonically, they went back to the spiritual world. Krishna was so considerate, kind to them, that you also go back. Everyone, Putana was also sent back. And I was given even the place like Yashoda Devi in the spiritual world. Because you came to offer me that, breastfeed me like my mother has done. So you also go back to the spiritual world. That was Krishna's mood at that time. So we'll continue with that chapter now. ശ്രീശുഗവാച ദുര്യോധനസുതാം രാജൻ ലക്ഷ്മണാം സമതിഞ്ജയ സ്വയംവരസ്താമഹരൽ സാംബോ ജാപവതി സുതാ. ശ്രീശുഗൻ സേസ് ദെയർ ദാറ്റ് ഹൗ സാംബ, കൃഷ്ണ ഹാഡ് എ സൺ ബൈ നെയ്ം സാംബ. ഹു ഇസ് സാംബ? സാംബ ഇസ് നോ വൺ എൽസ് ലോർഡ് ശിവ സൺ, ഹു ഇസ് നോൺ എസ് കാർത്തികേയ, ഓർ അനദർ നെയ്മ് ഇസ് സുബ്രഹ്മണ്യം. this Subramanyam is Lord Shiva's son, who has appeared in this pastime of Krishna as Krishna's son, as Samba. Now this Samba has also some interesting record. Samba was born from who? From Jambavati. Jambavati's son was Samba. So actually what happened in Dwaraka was, at that time, Pradyumna was Krishna's eldest son, isn't it? If you remember, Pradyumna was born from Rukmini Devi. But unfortunately, on the 10th day itself, Pradyumna was thrown into the sea. So Pradyumna got lost. So actually, Pradyumna was the eldest son. But because Pradyumna went missing for 25 years or so, Samba became the eldest. By proxy, he got into that position. So where, what is it, by default, whatever it is. So he became, naturally, the eldest son has always got a higher position among all the children. I don't know, that is the Vedic system. Vedic system is among the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas also, it is followed to a large extent, that the eldest son in the family will inherit the properties and as well as also the power to for the estate or whatever it is called. Even the royal families also, it is the same. Even apparently it is from that Vedic tradition, it has come all over. Even in England also, the eldest son of the queen gets the next position as the king. So that is how that system has come. Otherwise, where did this come from? Why the eldest one? This is a Vedic tradition. And it shows also that this Vedic culture survived all over the world at one time. And all what you are seeing today is only some glimpses of that here and there. And it was a completely established system in the Vedic tradition that the eldest son in the family will get a higher position compared to all the other. Why? There's a reason also behind it. The first child born from the family is born from dharmam, from religious principles. The remaining children are born from kamam, from lust. That is why it is like that. So that is why he is given a special position. The first child is given a special position because he is born from dharma. Out of religious principles he is born. So therefore he has been given a separate position compared to the others who is born out of lust, kama. So this tradition has existed in this world for a very, very long time. And therefore Samba enjoyed that position very much as the eldest son of Krishna's eldest one. That means he has a priority everywhere, in everything. He will be consulted in all the important affairs in the administration of the kingdom. And apart from that, he will always accompany his father Krishna and Balaram into important meetings or whenever they are invited anywhere and all these things. So all these things were happening for Samba. But unfortunately for Samba, one day Pradyumna came back. So Pradyumna came back, he lost his position. You see, Samba lost his position. So Samba has no more further consideration. Pradyumna took over everything. So Samba was feeling a little bit awkward about it. He didn't know what to do. But he was a very interesting person. So Samba is a very powerful personality. His position among the demigods, he is the commander-in-chief of the demigods. That is, he is called Devasenavari. He is the commander-in-chief of the demigods, Skanda. His another name is Skanda. In some literature, it's also mentioned that he ruled this part of the world, which is called today Scandinavia. Therefore, the word Skanda has come from Scandinavia. At one time, when Vedic culture was present in the world, all over, this name of Skanda has still survived in this world in the form of Scandinavia. So Skanda's area, part where he has ruled at that time, is Scandinavia. Anyway, that's not so important. But what's important here is that Samba, who is also Subramanya, he lost his position as the eldest son. So one day, he was at the palace at this time, and he came to know that Duryodhana's daughter is getting married. That is, this girl called Lakshmana. Lakshmana was Duryodhana's daughter. So Lakshmana was getting married and it was a Swayamvaram ceremony. Swayamvaram means there are different kinds of marriages. Brahmam, Gandharvam, Paishajigam, Rakshasam, Swayamvaram. These are all different styles of marriages prescribed for the Varnashama, different Varnas in the Varnashama Dharma system. Rakshasam means you going and kidnapping somebody and marrying her, like Krishna did to Rukmini. That was Rakshasam actually, demonic way. Going and kidnapping the girl and bringing her and marrying her. That's what Krishna did to Rukmini, isn't it? Similarly, normally it is Brahma. Brahma means that in parents in consultation arrange the marriage and perform it in the usual way, looking into both the, comparing all the background of the girl and the boy and things like that, you know, an arranged marriage, which you are always talk about all the time in the press. Oh, because of arranged marriage, all this is happening, this, that and the other. So anyway, so arranged marriage, that is generally Brahma. Then there is also Swayamvaram. Swayamvaram means that a girl has been given an opportunity to make the decision whom she wants to marry. So normally what will happen is that the king or who wants to marry his daughter, he will invite all the qualified princes from all over and invite them and tell them that on such and such a date marriage has been arranged. You can all come and present yourself here, present there. And the girl will be sent with a garland in the hand. And she has the choice whom she wants to marry. Whom she wants to marry. Generally they do it like that because they do not want that the girl should go and marry somebody who is not a Kshatriya, nor who is not from the royal family. So in order to avoid any relationship building up from a person who is not up to the same standard as the girl, what they do normally is they'll invite all the princes from other royal families. And they will mostly the princess will be sitting there. So that even if she, but she has given a certain freedom to decide whom she wants to marry. So when she, and she is given a garland, along with that, somebody will go with her, either some maid or a brother or someone. And when she is walking around in front of, they will stop in front of every prince who are sitting there, and they will be introduced to this girl who is going to marry, and told that the background of that person, who he is, and what his activities are, and a very brief introduction about the personality. So the very clever and intelligent girls, they would have already known about the different princes who are available for marriage, who wants to marry, and whom they would have probably made up in their own mind whom they want to marry. So this is quite common among the Kshatriyas, among the kings. It was quite usual thing. So here what happened was, our Samba's case, our this Lakshmana girl, Duryodhana's daughter, Duryodhana's daughter had no clue what to do, whom to marry. So Samba found out, has an invitation come to Dwaraka. He thought in his mind so many funny things. What did he think? He thought, Krishna is gone, my grandfather had gone. What did he do? How did he marry? He went and kidnapped Rukmini and brought and married her. Why don't I do the same thing? Samba thought for a minute. Because Samba, after losing his position as the eldest son, he had nothing much to do. He was feeling a bit bored. And he thought, let me show what I can do. He thought himself and he decided to take this chance. Also, he found out that invitation had come from Duryodhana to Dwaraka also. From Hastinapur, invitation had come. And so he inquired, is anybody going to Hastinapur? So he found out that Krishna had no interest in what Duryodhana was doing. He can do what he wanted. So nobody was going. So Samba said to them, to Krishna and to Balaram and others, if somebody is going, at least somebody should go from here. Let me go, he said. And he packed a nice gift and everything properly wrapped up, took it with him. And he said, I will go for this marriage representing Dwaraka, he said. Krishna said, all right, if you want to go, you go. But neither Balaram nor Krishna nor Pradyumna, anybody was, no one was interested to go. So that is how this story, its background, where the Samba's initiative to go for this marriage starts from there. శ్రీ శుక ఉవాచం దుర్యోధన సుధాం రాజన్ లక్ష్మణాం సమరించయ స్వయంవరస్థామహర సాంబోజాంబవతి సుధా కౌరవా కుబిదా ఊజం ఊజు దుర్వీదోయమర్భక కదర్తీకృత్య కన్యాం అకామా అహరద్ బలాల్. దెన్ వెన్ హీ వెంట్ దేర్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్డ్ వాస్ హీ వెంట్ ఇన్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ వేర్ ఆల్ ద కింగ్స్ వర్ సిటింగ్ దేర్. And but Samba looked everywhere. Nobody was showing any interest in Samba. Samba was feeling a little bit depressed about it. that he thought, and there is a reason for that, why he was not given any respect there. Because from Duryodhana's side, Duryodhana never accepted Krishna as a king anytime, or Ugrasena, or even the Yadavas. Why? Because that story goes back a little bit. From Yayadi's time, if you remember, Yadus were cursed. They were always told that you will never be able to sit on a throne anytime. Because of that problem what he had with, you remember, Yayadi wanted to hand over the old age to someone. Yadu refused. Yadu said, I will not accept it. Only Puru accepted it from Yayadi. So because of that, everyone who comes under Puru's lineage, they all become emperors. And that is how Duryodhana and Yudhishthira and all, they became emperors. But from Yadu's side, from Yadu's lineage, Krishna has come and all the Yadavas have come. So Duryodhana's attitude was, they are not even recognized as Kshatriyas. They are just cowherd boys. Why should we take note of them? This was their attitude towards Dwaraka. From the very beginning, it was like that. And Krishna was aware of this. That Krishna wanted to deal with that sometime later, which we'll see later what happens. So from the very beginning, Duryodhana ignored Dwaraka heavily. Only when Duryodhana recognized that Dwaraka is powerful and they can change the balance of power in his dealings with the Pandavas, that he started slowly showing some diplomatic reconciliation with Krishna. Otherwise, his attitude was, Krishna is no one, we don't accept them. They are not even Kshatriyas, they are just ordinary people, and they have jumped onto the throne and claiming themselves to be kings. We don't recognize them. They have no background of a Kshatriya background. So Duryodhana totally ignored them. Because of this, when Samba came also, Duryodhana has poisoned the same thing into everyone else's. So naturally, all the other Kshatriya kings also took the same attitude towards Samba. So Samba, although was from Krishna's grandson, Krishna's son, he goes there, and he was treated like this. So Samba thought to himself, if this is their attitude, I will also know what I have to do. So what did he do? This girl, Lakshmana, Duryodhana's daughter, is moving around. Poor girl, she didn't know whom to marry. And the maid or assistant who was with her was telling about everybody, who it is and what the background is and all. And in one chair, Samba was also sitting there. So the girl told Lakshmana that this is Samba, Krishna's son, like that introduced. Lakshmana didn't have any clue what to say, didn't say anything. She just moved on to the next one. So Samba, she didn't marry Samba, virtually. But Samba thought that if I have to do something now, I have to do it right at this moment. He got up from his seat, went up to her, and with both the hands, held her hands and put it on his neck. Put the garland on his neck. You know what Lakshmana thought at that time? This must be a very interesting person, because when all these Kshatriya kings are sitting there like this in their full armor, if somebody has got the courage to come and do this, he must be really heroic. Otherwise, no one else has that courage. He held her hand, come with me, he said. We are going now. He didn't look back, walked out. Duryodhana was sitting there, Karna was sitting there, and Bhishma was there, Drona was there. They all started looking at each other, seeing this courage of this Samba. Samba's courage. They got so much affected by that. Duryodhana got up from his seat, seeing his, and started abusing them. Abusing Krishna and the others. That's what you'll find in the next verses. Karivakuvida ujub dhugvini doyam rabhaga kadarthi kradanganyagam agama maharal balal badhni devam durvini dam kim karishyandi vrishnaya esmal prasado bachidam prasabachidam dattam no bunjadeyamahim. That Duryodhana, his best friend, who is the best friend? Karna. Karna is sitting there. He looked at Karna. What is to be done? What are we going to do about it? Get him here and tie him down, he said. That look at their arrogance, Duryodhana says. Cowherd boys, they have come and they are acting like this, he says them. And we are kings and royal families. Nagrahidam Sudamshatva, Yadyeshandiha Vrishnaya, Bhagnadarpasham Yandi, Pranamiya Susamyadam. That they will go back from here and they will lose their life once for all. Idikarnashala Obhuri Yajnagedu Suyodhana, Sambhamari Bhirebantam Kuruvardhana Modida.
Karna, Shala, Bhurishravas, Yajnagedu, Suyodhana, Bhishma, they have decided all this. And they decided to tie Samba down at that time.
Drishtu anudhavada Samba, Dhartharashtan Maharada, Prakrithirajiram Javam, Tastho Singhami Vaigula.
That Samba, when he saw all of them following him together, he took his bow with him. He had his bow with him and stood there like a lion ready to face. He could have beat them. He was powerful enough. He could have beat every single one of them. And he stood there. But you know what Samba thought at that time? Samba thought, I will not do anything. I will stand there. Because I want to show them that I have also got people behind me. Not that I have to fight myself out here. So he stood there. Just like he thought the same thing what happened to what happened when Krishna went and married Rukmini. How Balaram had gone and looked after everything, the affairs there. So for some time, and also it came to his mind what happened to Aniruddha. Remember what happened to Aniruddha. Aniruddha could have beaten Banasura and all of them easily and come back with Usha. But Aniruddha didn't do it. Why? Because Aniruddha also took it like this. He said, let Krishna deal with it when he comes, see what happens. So he left it to Krishna. Same way, Samba also thought, let me leave it to Krishna. Because let them also see what Krishna, what I have got behind me. And let them also experience a bit of it. So that was Samba's mood. That tamdhe jigritshava krudha sthishtadishtedivashina asadhyadhaninobhane karnagranya samagiran. That Karna and others fully annoyed started chasing Samba and asked him to stop, and all of them started firing arrows at Samba. And actually, Sobhavidha Guru Shrestha Kuribariyadunandana Namrishadatta Jindhyarbhyam Simhatshudramargayiriva. That when Duryodhana and all his other people, they started firing arrows at him, that the Samba, who was like a lion, who will not tolerate such attitude, such mentality of the Duryodhana's party, Samba also got ready to fight. Vispur jarujiram chabam sarvan vivyadasayage karnadin shadradan viras tavadbhirugabad prudhak. Samba, what did he do? He took his bow and he started adjusting the bow to fire the arrows. And the sound of the bow alone shook them completely. But what did Karna do? That he also put Karna and very other powerful members there, who are the chariots and everything, with six arrows he shot at them. Chaturbhishchaturyo vahane egeyena jaradin saradhinda dhinascha maheshvasam sasyadalpye vibhujayin. That six arrows he shot at the same time, says in that verse. With the four arrows, four horses were killed, and with one arrow he killed all the charioteers, and with another one that he shot them at the six people who were in the chariots. Duryodhana shot all these things. Duryodhana actually appreciated seeing Samba's courage and capacity to fight. Tam tude viratham chakros chatvara chadrohayan egastu saradim jagni chichedanya sharasanam. That Karna and others, all the others, tam badhva viradhi krite krishrena karavo kuravo yudhi kumaram susteganyam ja subiram jaino vishan. That but what Karna did, as they did in the Mahabharata war also, they hid themselves and they destroyed Samba's chariot first. That not only that, they destroyed the chariot and all the four chariots, all the horses also, and somebody else, by hiding, they shot arrow and destroyed his bow. That a young boy, Samba was not very old. Samba was a young boy. And so many young, big, old fighters, very experts in fighting, they have done this to him. Which was what they did to Abhimanyu in Mahabharata war. Exactly the same thing. It was not, you see, in this Mahabharata war also you will notice, it is not that you kill anybody. It has to be taken on an equal basis. When they were fighting with Abhimanyu, none of them had the courage to fight on an individual basis. They all grouped together and they cheated him and killed him. And similar thing, they did try to do the same thing with Samba. And then they tried him together. Tam badhva viradigatya krishrena kurevo yudhi kumaram susaganyam ja subiram jaino vishan. That they managed to tie him down. And Samba and Lakshmana, they brought him there. Duryodhana and others celebrated it very big way. And Duryodhana wanted to make Samba feel, pay for his adventure, what he did with Lakshmana.
So that's verse 12. I'll stop there. We'll continue this story next Sunday. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.